It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Football on 102.9 FM and 990 AM WWKY, streaming on WWKYradio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Citizens Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Meek Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive, your Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Kickoff is coming soon on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, WWKY, streaming on WWKYradio.com.
It's beautiful fall evening. We've got Friday night football coming your way here for GRC taking on Madison Central. The Cardinals come in with a winning record so far on this season. GRC with a record of 4-3. And taking on Madison Central with a record of 2-6 is GRC back at home after playing Bryan Station last week. They come back home, and Madison Central also pretty much Bobby Baldwin here with me. They have a game. They had a game last week. I'm sure they'd like to forget too. Both these teams ran into some tough competition in Lexington.
Well, you've got a couple of very, very quality teams at the top of this district, and when you look at Frederick Douglass and Lexington Bryan Station, they are strong, and both of the teams playing here tonight can attest to that.
Yeah, that's true. Combined 80-plus points in that game between those two teams. And those two teams will be playing tomorrow at noon, Frederick Douglass and Bryan Station. That could decide first place in the district, although GRC still has Frederick Douglass on the schedule. This game tonight with Madison Central could determine a little bit of the pecking order.
Well, that's exactly right. You would rather be 2 or 3 than 4.
Yes. So GRC, they're going to give it their all as they hook up with Madison Central. This will be the 60th visit or 60th hookup between these two schools when they are playing this high school varsity football game tonight. Right now we're going to pause, take our first two-minute break. When we come back, Bobby and I have more pregame all coming your way from GRC Cardinal Stadium. More to come in 2 minutes here on WWKY.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
At Rosemary C. Brooks Place, they believe in living life with no boundaries or limitations. You will enjoy life to the fullest with home-cooked meals, non-stop activities, and 5-star amenities. The Brooks Place staff always offers a helping hand and a friendly smile. Independent and assisted living. Rosemary C. Brooks Place, a great value in retirement living.
I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Apartments and Cottages today.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com. The digital marketing experts for small businesses.
The Cards play here.
Clark Cardinals taking on the Madison Central Indians tonight in this football game, and GRC comes in with a 4-3 record. Madison Central at 2-6. Right before we went to the break, I was telling you that this will be the 60th meeting between these two schools in the series. Madison Central leads 32 wins to 26 wins for GRC. There has been one tie. And when you go back and you look at the last two times these teams have met, it's been Madison Central getting the better of GRC. So I guess if you're going to throw some Friday the 13th superstitious on them there, Bobby, maybe tonight it won't be a three-peat.
Coach Jericho, if he has anything to say about it, he will certainly agree with you on that.
So Coach Jericho out there, he's at midfield with the officials and his team captains. On that note of Coach Jericho, I do want to pass along something. There was a Facebook book post that was passed on to me by Tim Smith that this month is Spina Bifida Awareness Month. And Braden Jericho, he has that that defect, and it is onset at birth. It is not a progressive type of condition. However, if anybody can live with it and deal with it and be strong with it, Braden's the guy. And what they're doing, they are offering spirit towels out to the crowd, and you can purchase those spirit towels, and all the proceeds are going to go to spina bifida research. That's a rare disorder, Bobby. I looked it up. It said less than 200,000 cases per year across the United States. But, man, this guy, there's nothing holds him back.
Well, it's tragic that he was afflicted with that at birth, but one thing about it, he, if you look at the roster, he's the head coach on this team, so that tells you the respect and love that his dad has for him, and he'll flat get after you, too.
And he knows his football, doesn't he?
He knows more than football.
He's a meat and potato guy at Golden Corral.
Steak
as well.
That's it, yes.
Steak and potatoes.
You bet.
So if you want to contribute and be a part of this Spina Bifida Awareness Month and contribute to the research, all in all, while supporting just a super guy, you can find any of these GRC boosters around here. They've got a spirit towel that Braden has a part of, and again, all the proceeds for the research. Another thing, before we get to football, we had the boys' golf team that went to the state tournament over in Bowling Green and played in the Leachman Cadillac Buick GMC boys' state golf tournament. Bobby, I get a word here, a congratulations to the Cardinal girls' soccer team. They won the 10th region championship, beating Bishop Brosser 5-3. So they're going to the state tournament. They'll be playing Tuesday, October 17th. GRC will be playing at 7:30 p.m. in the soccer state tournament. Now they're going to be playing the 9th region champ. That's going to be decided tomorrow between Cooper High School and Notre Dame. So, man, they just GRC, just a lot going on.
Keep on keeping on. That's exactly right. Congratulations to those young ladies, young girls, if you will, because they flat laid it on the line. And let's face it, all of these youngsters give their all for these coaches and this school and their respective and relative teammates every time that they pursue one of these endeavors. And you really have to take your hat off to them when they are successful. So big time congratulations to the girls and the boys who played last week in the golf tournament. I know they didn't finish as high as they would have liked, but by golly, they had a rough road, a hole getting there. They got there, and it doesn't always play out the way you want it to, but very few teams got there, and all of those young men and their respective coaches need to be congratulated en masse.
Yeah, and also the RDC 8th grade Cardinal football team came away with a win last Thursday night, home playoff win over Harrison County, 46-36. So good things are going on at GRC as the school and the program enjoying some success. Right now we've got the team captains, and looks like most of the squad wearing these gold socks. Coach Jericho with the gold, bright yellow gold shirt And that is the color recognizing spina bifida month. So a big night here. And I look down there. I see Braden on the sideline. You can bet he's right there. He's there with Coach Landis, quarterback's coach, and those two guys getting their heads together, Bobby.
Well, he would be out there at midfield if they would let him. So, but as you say, right in the middle of the action.
Both these teams, Madison Central rolls in here, taking on GRC. Both these teams coming off of big well, just can't put it nicely, blowout losses to district opponents last week. Now, again, they're both coming in here off a loss. GRC had a three-game winning streak snapped, and also Madison Central had a two-game winning streak snapped. Somebody's going to get back on the smiling side of things here on Friday the 13th. One of these teams will be the winner. Bobby and I will take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you the toss of the coin. We'll have more pregame, all that coming up. Game action after this two-minute break.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
This is Adam Zofie, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
We get ready for high school football action. GRC taking on Madison Central. It was the Indians winning the coin toss. They elected to receive. I'm Joel Bennett. Along with me, Bobby Baldwin. Tonight's officials, referee Keith Jackson, umpire Jimmy Mills, head linesman Mike Ashurst, line judge Rob Ginter. You've got side judge Nathan Tolbert, field judge Omar McDaniel, back judge Clay White. Got seven officials tonight, Bob.
Well, they're going to have it well monitored.
We'll have a busy game, maybe.
That's right.
Head coach Joe Cherico, two games under 500 for his career here at GRC, but he's picked up 100 wins as a high school football coach to go along with a state championship and a state runner-up. First-year head coach for Madison Central this year, William Blair. Coach Blair inherited a team that went 9-4 last year. They won two playoff games. He is the third head coach that has been hired by Madison Central since 2019. Line drive kick. And that's going to be fielded at the 7. Up to the 20, bounce it out to the left side, tries to get to the edge, turned the corner to the 30, dodges a tackler and finally driven out by Falls up there around the 36-yard line. So 29 on the kick return there by Pritchard.
Got the low kick, Pritchard took it up the middle and then searched the defense, swung to the right and got up. Good yardage, 29 yards, up to the 35.
That burns Coach Cherico, Bobby, on the Citizens Bank of Kentucky Cardinal Connection. One of the things he said is, we've got to shut down special teams. We gave up 86 yards on one play last week. That was a kick return. They had a punt return for about that long.
Isn't that the case? Yeah. He worked with them this week on that.
I formation. Snap. Handed off. Left side running. Mathis has a first down yardage as he is driven out of bounds right in front of the GRC bench. Good yardage picked up there on a first down run.
He got 11 yards just right off the left side of the line. There was really nobody home. Again, there could have been a misalignment, whatever, but Mathis is their true bell cow carrier. Last week, it's amazing. They had 33 carries for a team, and he had 30 of those. So
he's a workhorse.
He will run the ball.
In motion, the hand it off, flea flicker. And this is Madison looking, throwing downfield, trying to go deep, and it's through the hands of the intended receiver, Nathan Ogle. Cody Morrison let it go. Morrison, he's their go-to guy on running the pass routes. This time, he changes roles and tries a downfield pass that's incomplete.
Nice play. Kamani John was just a step behind, but the ball was just a hair over the outstretched arms of the receiver. So no harm, no foul. Second down, 10, 46-yard line.
You're going to take a shot. That was a down to do it on. Last couple of tackles by GRC. Quentin falls on there. Tight splits, four or five across the line. They stack the box, but that does not deter Mathis. Again, Quentin falls with a tackle. Also in there making a stop for GRC, a host of tacklers. Saunders in there as well. But a nice run there on a second down carry.
Yeah, he got off the left side and was 3.5 yards upfield before he met any resistance. Wound up getting 6, 3rd, and a long 4 here just across midfield.
Bobby, they're stacking the box. We're going 4 across the line. We've got some big guys. Gully on one end. You also have on the other end Adrian Alfaro. But now they go with a 3-man front. Linebackers creeping up to the edge. In the shotgun, now we've got a flag thrown, probably a procedure call against Madison Central. Boy, and that's got to burn Coach Blair. You had a third and manageable after taking a shot down the field. Now back it up in your third and long.
Yeah, that does hurt, but yet it's also relative because we had a bunch of that last week, and it didn't seem to make a whole lot of difference to last week's opponent. Yeah.
14 penalties, Bobby. 12
something?
Of them were procedure calls.
But, yeah, I agree with you, but... as you referred to Coach Blair, perhaps this will thwart this drive, but this play will tell.
Senior quarterback K.J. Wells, 5'8", 156. He's in the shotgun, and they're going to have movement again, and that's going to back him up another 5. Mathis, you can move forward, but you must peel off and go in motion. And that time just got a head start, and they called the penalty on that. That was Elijah Steele, a bigger quarterback, was in there to kind of run maybe a little wildcat type action, but that's another 5-yard penalty.
So now it went from 3rd and 4 to 3rd and 14, and Cards gave you an opportunity here for sure to make a stop.
Well, the situation's changing a little here. Don't give up a big down. They had a hard time getting Brian Station off the field, but again, that's Brian Station. Carter Maynard, the deep safety, he's back there playing center field as he also does in baseball.
Right.
GRC with TJ Hooten, the extra linebacker in there, as the Cards go 3 on the front line, 5 backers, going man on man on the outside. And we're going to have another procedure call against Madison Central. This time a down lineman, one of their O-line, jumped there and moved. And that was Zachary Cowper, 6'3", 270. It's kind of hard to hide when you're that big.
Well, he spanked himself on the helmet the minute he moved because all of a sudden, after those two or three big plays, Madison Central's going in the wrong direction.
Well, and they call a timeout here. 10:13 to go in the opening quarter of this ball game. Back in 1 minute.
Morning, people, wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester and Mount Sterling.
This is Danny Neely.
Neely & Wade Insurance is a full-service agency specializing in protecting your family and your business with personal and commercial auto, home, casualty, life, and health insurance. We are an independent agency, which means we represent several insurance companies. We can find the best coverage at the best price for you.
This is Nevin Goble. I specialize in health insurance for businesses. Give me a call, 744-3857.
Great rates and personalized service. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Steele back to throw from the shotgun, caught from behind and tackled and brought down at the 35-yard line. And again, a loss of three on that. And a nice play. This guy's been on fire this game already. Quentin Falls, Bobby, with a tackle. A senior that got to come out and play football. Three tackles already here in this game.
And they haven't really run but about six plays. And so he has certainly made his presence felt. All of a sudden, we have a fourth and 34. So Guard's in position here to get good field position if they can handle this punt.
High snap, pull down, end over end punt. It's a line drive taken at the 31. John up to the 40, finds a seam, still on his feet, tries to struggle to midfield, and he's driven back. Tackle made there by Nathan Ogle, but a nice return by Kamani John of some 15 yards in the Cards playing near midfield.
Yeah, he caught that low line drive punt right down the middle on the run. Took it straight up the field, and when he met some resistance, veered a little bit to the right, got two or three more yards, and Cards all the way up to their own 48-yard line to start this drive.
39-yard punt, 15 on the return. GRC with a football for the first time of this ball game, as we got 9:20 to go here.
First quarter.
Pistol look. Here's a snap handed off, inside run there by Kamani John, working across midfield, struggles forward into Indian territory. He's brought down somewhere around the 48-yard line. So a good gain, five on that first down run. Little inside handoff to the motion man.
To the motion man, and he was turned in but was able to wiggle his way for a good 4 yards
anyway.
4 yards,
yep. Four on the Kamani John carry, and again, a really nice play. It had a lot of movement in John being the guy in motion. They set trips to the wide side of the field. That is to the right. Back to throw, rolling. Clements looking downfield with time, throws, delivers, caught. Struggling, trying to get the first down, but impeded from getting it. Trey Davis, a guy that's become more and more involved in the offensive passing game. He's driven out of bounds at the 45, so a gain of four on that.
Yeah, we're down to third and three here on the 45-yard line, so could be two down territory, knowing Coach Chirico, if need be.
If need be, you're exactly right. Israel and John go out wide to the left side. Giving some cushion over there, four-man front for the Indians, anticipating a run and a whistle, and maybe the Cardinals having some of that false start illegal procedure call there. So back them up five, and again, what could have been a manageable two down on third and three. Now they go back all the way to midfield, squarely marked at midfield.
Now they're back to third and about eight.
Yes.
Third and right at 8 yards to go, but again, quite possibly, if needed, two down territory.
Clements in the shotgun. They have the I formation. Now Heath moves to the left hip and movement again. So I don't know. These teams are all out of sync, and that may be GRC going backwards again, and maybe this is Friday the 13th
is ominous for both squads here in the early going.
Well, I promise you one more, and Coach Chirico will call a timeout. He won't be outdone on the timeout game. He's all the way down here at the end, and he's talking to his defensive unit. Coming off the field is tight end Ty Miller. They come with an extra wideout. That being put in the game is Haddon Cecil. Trips to the left, single wideout to the right. Clements from the shotgun. They rush four. Here comes the heat. Clements rolling to his right down the sideline. Dances out of bounds around the 45. No gain. He was right back to the line of scrimmage. And it's going to bring up third and long.
Actually, fourth and long.
Fourth and long, yes, for GRC.
Yeah,
they got nothing on that.
Yeah, they kind of shot themselves in the foot. Just as did Madison Central, each on its first possession of the game.
On to punt for GRC. Cardinals have Clay Turley to punt. Gets a good snap. And a big high spiraling punt, and it's going to be fielded with a fair catch at the 21-yard line. So the Cardinals can't get anything going. They punted away after having a pretty good field position. They got it all the way to the 50-yard line at one time.
Yeah, that was about a 35-yard punt, though. One of the better punts airtime-wise we've seen this year.
Yeah, nothing on the return, and Turley, fine special teams player. So here's Madison Central, first and 10 in a scoreless ball game with 8:15 to go in the first quarter. Low snap. Steele hands it off, and Mathis pounds his way across the 25. Tackled there, it was 21 on 21. Hooten tackles Mathis, and he's got good first down yardage.
They got right at half of them, five on the first down, and that was basically off the left guard and tackle who got a good push up front.
Bobby mentioned how durable this guy is. He rushed 30 times last week, and that was against a state champion Frederick Douglass team from a year ago, state champion. Wells, the quarterback, pistol look, Mathis in there. Tight end to the right. Delay handoff. Mathis wants to go to the outside, got to the 30 and pushed out of bounds at the 37-yard line, and a first down for Madison Central on a 13-yard run.
Yeah, slipped the tackle a couple of yards beyond the line to scrimmage as he went to his left, and it was clear sailing for another 10 and a first down.
So right now in this ball game, four carries so far for Mathis. And you've got 35 yards on those four carries. He's ran inside, he's ran outside.
Yeah, he's versatile, but he's getting some good blocking as well.
No doubt about that. Morrison, their leading target, goes out wide to the right. Low snap. Wells just shovels it off. And this time Mathis is caught in the backfield as GRC made a nice swarming tackle, leading the way back there. Cody Gibson smothers him up.
Snap was dropped, messed up the timing, and all he could do was shovel it to his back and let him get what he could, and didn't get much, thrown for a loss.
So Cody Gibson with a tackle for a loss. He's a guy that seen his playing time, and his stock has risen on this GRC defense. So you're looking now at second down and 12. So Gibson with a tackle for a loss. Here's a high snap, pull down, handed off. Mathis weaving his way through the middle as he crosses a 40, pounding his way up to near the 43-yard line on that run.
Again, high snap. Timing wasn't the best, but good blocking up front enabled him to get a good 7-8 yards on that play to make it a third and a short five.
See if GRC can hold them here and get off the field. The ball is marked at the Indian 43-yard line. Third down and four coming up. Taking a lot of time here as the play clock is rolling. Now they roll out three wideouts to the right side. Big tight end sets on the left. Wells in the shotgun, got a good snap, hands it off. Mathis is going to bounce it outside. He stiff arms Falls, but Falls making his fourth tackle. They're going to throw a flag. Maybe they're saying Falls should have let him go after he had him out of bounds. I don't know.
We shall see. Again, another nice run. He followed his blockers, got to the outside, and was able to get the first down by a yard and a half. But let's see about the penalty.
Yeah, they can tack it on if it's against GRC, and they're going to say move it for a first down. So inadvertent face mask, add on another five to that run of Mathis, which netted the first down. And that's going to cross midfield, and the ball will be at the Cardinal 47-yard line. Best field position for the Indians in this game so far. They've got a little wing look here with Ogle setting on the wing. They've got a double wing set. Pistol look in the backfield. They go on the delay and hand it off. A new guy running the ball here. That's going to be Parker Mullins trying to find his way up the middle, but one of the big down linemen for GRC. Ty Miller made the stop from the linebacking core for the Cardinals.
Matt Resistance just passed the line of scrimmage and was able to fall for a yard and a half more. So it is right at second down and right at 8 yards to go.
Coming back into the Madison Central huddle is the quarterback, K.J. Wells, senior quarterback. Try to spread the field. They send wideouts to each side. Cardinals with a four-man front. Linebackers coming up to the line. They're going to run Mullins again. This time he takes it to the outside, and he fumbled a football, and it's going to be picked up by Trey Davis. So the guy that made the hit and thought he was going to get ran over, the Cardinals' number 20 stood his ground, jarred the ball loose, and it's picked up on the fumble by Trey Davis.
If we figure out who number 20 is, we will certainly let you know.
That's been a mystery all year. Somebody. It just happens to be number 20 this time. So the Cardinals thwart a modest drive that netted three first downs for Madison Central. And with 5:05 to go in the first quarter in a scoreless game, Cardinals take over. So the runner that time for Parker Mullins, he tried to stiff arm and run over somebody, but he paid the price. Here they go on the handoff. It's going to be, it'll be Sam Clements on a little read option run, and he decides to keep it. And that's good first down yardage.
He got all right at 5 yards and was met basically 1 yard beyond the line of scrimmage. But the GRC won the scrum as they continued to push him forward. Actually, about a five-yard gain.
So Cardinals, they've had very limited time in possession of the football, only 13 yards in this first quarter. Trying to come out with a little different look here. Balanced field, two wideouts to each side, four-man front for Central. Here they come, swing pass, caught by Cecil. Turns it upfield, got to the 50-yard line, picked up the first down, 8-yard catch and run.
Well, very, very nice play. Everybody went left. Cecil kind of backed up from his split position. He caught the pass and bolted his way upfield for about 8 yards and that first down.
Cecil comes out of the ball game. They bring in Carter Maynard. He will have a rare appearance at wideout. And also Ty Miller comes in, replacing Trey Davis. So going a little bit more with a tight end here. Pistol look, and Clements has it on the delay. Hand it off. Big hole up the middle, down to the 38-yard line of Madison Central. Hayden Heath burst through there for a good 12-yard pickup and a first down.
Didn't have the cramps on that play, did he?
No, he did. Left the Bryan Station game, and what Bobby's alluding to and referring to, I saw his parents in the parking lot. I said, how's Heath? And they said, how's Hayden? And they said, just cramped up. So that it's not good, but it wasn't an injury.
Well, against that squad, I'm surprised more kids didn't cramp up.
Cards moving. They've got the ball at the Indian 38. Clements handoff, with the snap, faked the handoff, and he tried to throw a little drag route across the middle. He had one underneath running a little skinny route, and then he went to Maynard 10 yards deeper. It's incomplete.
Yeah, just a little bit off the mark.
So he had two guys in the same area, Bobby. They run that drag route. He's rolling to his left. They run with him. One was 10 yards deeper, and it just kind of fell between them.
It got in between the two of them. You would hope that their timing had been just a little bit different, where one would have trailed the other across the field by 3 or 4 yards, but they were pretty much on the same spot.
2 of 3 passing for Clements. Takes the snap, handed off. Heath, left side, got a good block from over there. He got a block from Ty Miller and also Ashton Tackett opening up a hole, and you got to like the yardage you're getting on first down, it just makes more options. It picked up 4.5 on this one.
Got 4.5. That incompletion on the first down, however, does make this third and about 6, but very manageable.
They bring Trey Davis back in. The tight end, Ty Miller, comes out. Madison Central's been playing with a 4-man line. Now they go with a 3-man. Clements hands it off. Heath tries to sweep to the right side, and, boy, that play was blown up. Boy, big tackle knocked down in there. Tackle made by Zachary Turner, 175-pound sophomore.
Yeah, the down lineman read it well, and then you had a couple of those backers coming in as well. So actually a loss of a yard there. So now GRC, fourth down, I would think.
Yeah, it's fourth down. Fourth and a little more than six. Well, they're going to say 4th and 6. So
that's about right.
Yeah, here we go. They break huddle, and the Cardinals going for it here. Inside of 2 minutes to go in a scoreless first quarter. Clements in the shotgun, and right now timeout called. And Cardinals are going to talk this one over. 4th and 6, ball on the 34. We'll be back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
This month, step beyond awareness and into action by scheduling your screening mammogram. Most women should get their first mammogram at age 40 and repeat based on their provider's recommendations. Step beyond awareness and into action. Schedule your annual mammogram at Clark Regional Medical Center. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
Here we
Cardinals
go.
Going for it here on 4th and 6. Clements looks to throw. He's going down the sideline. Israel engaged, and the ball is underthrown, and they're going to throw pass interference. Israel tried to come back to it. The ball was underthrown on the coverage. Step for step was Bryant Mathis, the star running back for Madison Central, but he never turned around to look for the ball. I think if he turns around and looks for the ball, that's a incomplete pass, and Madison Central takes over.
It was a little underthrown and a little bit to the inside, and as he tried to ease his way through Mathis, the contact was made, and really an easy call for the officials and a very, very good call for the Cards.
So it ends up being a 14-yard penalty on Madison Central, 15-yard penalty. Here are the Cardinals with their best field position of the game. Clements swings it out, and it's going to be caught and taking a knee is Kamani John at the 20-yard line. So credit for a catch, but nothing on the game.
I lost it.
Yeah, once high school football, your knee hits the ground, you're down. You don't get up and run.
Pass was low enough to where he had to go to one of those knees in order to receive it just above the leaf tips, and once he caught it, play dead.
So the Cardinals with 3 first downs, pushing it all the way to the 21 of Madison Central. Clements in the shotgun. Heath in the backfield with him, staying in the block. Clements rolling right, throwing, incomplete. Haddon Cecil got one hand on it, and Mathis on the coverage, and Clements right now, after hitting his first 2 passes, he's 3 of 5 throwing for 11 yards.
The play before this one had some promise, had it just been a little higher. And on this one, it was just a little bit too tall. So he's very close, but all of a sudden now we're at a 3rd and 11 on the 21-yard line. And if we don't get it, we do have an option on 4th down.
We do at that. Clement's running a lot in this ball game. I'm talking sideline to sideline. Yeah, He's got the play. Now he drops with a straight back. They pick up the blitz, throwing middle of the field. Heat, touchdown, Cardinals. Boy, that blitz was picked up beautifully. They came with a linebacker and a safety. Credit the lineman for picking up that blitz and a 21-yard touchdown strike.
These Indians didn't quite sell out, but they almost sold out and brought almost everybody. But they needed one more because the pass was picture-perfect right over the middle to Hayden Heath for the score.
Hayden Heath with his third touchdown catch of the season, and the Cardinals on the board first. Here's the snap, the hold down. Clay Turley drills the extra point. And with a minute 3 to go here in the first quarter, GRC on the board. Card 7, Indians nothing. Back in 1 minute.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
Cards on the board, 7-0. Here's Clay Turley to kick it off. Last time they had a 29-yard kick return, and this time he says, well, let's just kick it in the end zone. Nothing on the return touchback there.
Now kick that one 5 yards deep, right down the middle. It wasn't too far away from going through the uprights.
So it'll be Madison Central taking over as Clay Turley does his job. Man, I tell you what, talking about doing your job, what about Brian Crawford, Hunter Gulley, and those guys up front picking up that blitz? They brought the linebacker and the safety, and they both were hit at the line.
They just flat nailed them.
They did their job. Yeah. That was a thing of beauty.
Gave Sam the time he needed, and the pass was pinpoint.
Here's the inside handoff, and Mathis bounces it out, but then he is laid down. Going low is Carter Maynard. Hitting high was a hard hit there by number 20.
Yeah, our mystery man. He's making his presence felt in this one.
What a hit. They tried to stretch it outside, but Carter Maynard, and if you look where Maynard's playing, Bobby, he's very deep safety. He came on a dead run for run support.
Yeah, he's a good 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and got a running start on that one.
Second and 8. Wells looking at a blitz. Takes a low snap. This is Steele, actually. He swings one out on a swing pass in the flats, and Ty Miller shuts it down as he was able to stay home and not follow the pursuit. And he makes the tackle after a gain of 3.
Yeah, nice job on that one. They got it to about 3rd and 4 here. He caught that ball and shot upfield before the defense got to him. It may have another timeout here.
That's going to do it. The end of the first quarter comes to a close. It's 7-0. GRC leading Madison Central. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. 1 minute break. Second quarter play coming your way right here on WWKY.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
lender.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport side-by-side. The strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain. Armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Blue 42!
The TRC Cardinals.
Hi!
Well, it's third down and five for Madison Central as Cardinals showing blitz. They've got Falls and Miller showing blitz. Here they come now with Hooten. Steele flushed out, rolling left. He's going to tuck it and run. He'll pick up the first down as he's upended at the 36-yard line. So about a 10-yard scrambling run there.
He got 10. The left side of the field was open as the defenders went with the receivers and saw the opening, took it. Wisely, first down, Madison Central.
Steele stays in there at quarterback as Coach Blair's been playing a couple of different guys back there. Trying to see if I could do some research here and find number 20 on a roster, Bobby. We'll get to that in a minute. Right now it's first and 10, high snap, handed off. Mathis just trying to feel his way into a hole up the middle. He got behind his big blocker in there. Number 54, Aiden Howard, 255 pounds and 6'4". He got behind Howard and picked up three.
He got three right up the slot. He's a big man with that surge, and he was able to get 3 yards on that play right up the slot.
Good runners, Bobby, can have patience. Oh, they can let stuff develop. You know, they have the patience, and that's what he did. He got right behind that 6'4", 255-pound lineman. Here's the shotgun looking, swing it out in the flat. Boy, and that is read like a book and brought down. Trey Davis almost had him a pick six as he was there when the ball arrived. The pass was completed out there to Radcliffe.
Personal foul, roughing the passer.
Wow.
We'll negate that.
Nice play there by Trey Davis, who already has a fumble recovery. That time he had a tackle for a loss of about 4 yards. A near pick six, and it's all going to be foiled with the roughing the pass.
Yeah, the defense a little bit too aggressive trying to get to the quarterback. The official right there, and he threw the flag.
So, can't seem to get to pull this roster up. I'll try it again here in a minute. We're going to find that mystery man. So the ball now over into Cardinal territory. GRC leading 7-0. They scored with a 63 seconds, a minute three to go in the first quarter. That is all the scoring we've had. Madison Central now with Wells back in there. He's the smaller of the two quarterbacks. Hands it off in the backfield and brought down with a nice tackle. Big play in there for GRC. Cody Gibson, his second tackle for a loss, Bobby. And you keep making plays like that, big fella, you're going to be in that lineup.
You're going to be in the lineup. He slipped through the defensive line and was able to grasp the elusive runner and sling him down for a one-yard loss.
So Cardinals trying to get back after that roughing the passer call, and Cody Gibson again with his second tackle for a loss in this game. Inside of 10 minutes here before halftime, Cards up 7-0. Ball just across midfield. It's at the Cardinal 46. Wells takes the snap. They come on the edge. Ooh. He sets an inside screen. Madison has it. Going to the left side, and he's right at first down yardage. Tackle made by Kamani John. Needed 11. I don't know if he got 11, but he's very close. I said Madison. It's Morrison with the catch. He's their bread and butter guy on the receiving game.
It's about third and a foot.
So they'll give him 10 on that. He's caught both passes in the game so far tonight for 17 yards. He is by far and away the guy they look for when it comes to the passing game. He's three times as much passing yard, receiving yards as his next nearest teammate rival. Five touchdowns caught as well for Morrison.
Averages, what, 17 a catch just about?
Yes, sir. And we've got a flag thrown. This Cardinals, they're going to stop the clock. 9:06 to go before halftime. Time called. As Bobby's got a message he'll share with you.
Folks, do you want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower, packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your Bad Boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude when we finally get some rain and you can mow.
Well, I'd say it mulch leaves too, wouldn't it?
Well, I'm sure it will. And they've got seven or eight models. It's a very, very popular unit. And you just check with Montgomery Tractor Sales, one of our fine sponsors, and they will fix you up.
Third and very short. Cardinals out of the timeout. They stack the box. Hand it off, and Mathis with the first down. He's caught from behind by Hayden Heath on the tackle. But a first down yardage, that's six first downs in the game for Madison Central. They don't have points to show for it, but a four-yard carry will get the first down for the Indians here.
Good call by Bill Blair. That time he handed the ball deep to his resilient running back, and he could pick his hole. And that time he was patient and got 5 yards in the first down.
Wells takes the snap, hand it off, Mathis again. Ooh. With a big hole in running room. He's got the end zone in his eyes, and he goes in for the score, 30-yard touchdown run. I don't see a flag, so that's going to stand.
He got a seam between the right guard and right tackle that time and just slithered his way into the end zone. Card two. A couple of cards had a shot at him, but those hand and arm tackles was not going to get that young man to the turf.
So the Cardinals still with the lead as it's six first downs for Madison Central. They finally get on the board. Looks like they're going to try to do a little swing and gate on the extra point. No, now they're going to. Now the Cardinals may have jumped off, and that's what it's designed to do, is cause confusion offside. So they'll probably go for two now, as the defensive line actually, it was Carter Maynard, got lured offside. It's called the old swinging gate. They'll line it up one way with no intent of running that. And then right before the snap, they'll all go to a different position in a different scheme. Well, the Cardinals, when they saw that movement, they thought they were going to be snapping the ball. So they're going to be going for two here and trying to get the lead. Mathis has been their bread and butter guy.
Yeah, that's what you call deception.
They pack it in tight all across the front, both clubs. Hand it off, Mathis. He goes in easily standing. So Madison Central takes a one-point lead. It's the Indians 8, the Cards 7. A little over 8.5 to go before halftime. Minute break here. We'll be back after this.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Morehead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmorehead.com.
Well, it's Madison Central capturing a one-point lead on a two-point conversion by a strong runner in this game, Bryant Mathis, a 181-pound junior. He's carried the ball 12 times tonight for 79 yards, 12 rushes in the game. We've still got 8.5 to play here in the first half.
Plus a two-point conversion.
Yes. Here's a kickoff. It's drilled deep, and it'll be fielded at the 5-yard line. Cards coming up at it. Straight up the middle, good running room, and I believe that's Carter Maynard with the run back, and he got to the 32-yard line, so a 27-yard kick return.
Maynard, quick as a hiccup. He got that ball, saw the opening, and just shot through it, and he was a player or two away from maybe running that one back all the way.
He was our guest at the Citizens Bank of Kentucky Cardinal Connection a week ago. He was running like they rang the dinner bell.
Yeah.
Get to the Golden Corral, wasn't he?
He was very hot.
He was running fast.
Personable young man and a great asset to not only the football but the baseball team as well.
Cardinals now playing from behind by one. Clements hands it off. They're running left side. Got a block, and Heath looking for more as he crosses the 35. Tried to get up to the 36, following the blocks of Hunter Gully on that left side.
Did a good job of carving out 4 yards on that, but pretty good pursuit that time by the Madison Central squad as they flooded the zone and held him to but 4 yards on something that looked like might have been able to go a little farther.
Four rushes for 18 yards. That's the line on Hayden Heath here in the ball game. He does have the longest run from scrimmage, 12 yards. Wideouts, two of them to the right. That's the wide side of the field for GRC. Haddon Cecil on the left. And again, GRC with a false start procedure call against the Cardinals. Back them up five. So each team now penalized. Well, actually, that's the fifth penalty against GRC, Madison Central, with four of their own.
The ghosts and goblins are in our midst on Friday the 13th.
I believe it. Nothing spooky about those sandwiches, though, Bob. We had good food up
here. Yeah, I tell you what, they've certainly taken care of us in the press box.
Same formation, two wideouts to the wide side, that's the right, single wideout to the left, tight end on the right, and it passes batted down. It was Ty Miller trying to block. He was the pulling guy on the tight end side. He was a pulling player for the Cardinals, but he couldn't catch the pursuit by Zachary Turner. Turner got his second big play with a pass break there.
Well, Coach Blair had his kids schemed up for that one, he's done a good job here. And, of course, when you're aided with unnecessary penalties, that makes your job easier.
Tight end Miller goes out. They come in with an extra wideout, set two receivers to each side. Three-man front for the Indians. Ball is at the Cardinal 31-yard line, and we got movement. Turner on the left side. He is pushing back against the Cardinals, down lineman, that would be Brian Crawford, and it's going to go against Madison Central. So Crawford held his ground. He got pushed back, but it wasn't on him.
That makes it a little more manageable.
Third and six. Ball is at the Cardinal 36-yard line. Seven, approaching 7:15 to go here in the first half. GRC down one, 8-7. Pistol look for GRC. Hand it off. Hayden Heath trying to get half of it or more on this run as he struggles across the 40, and he picks up good yardage. Parker Mullins with a ankle tackle that kept Heath from getting the first down. He might be just a yard shy.
Yeah, he's right at a yard away from it. Needs to get to the 42. He is right at the 41, and Cards look like they're going to challenge.
Fourth and one. So we'll see what GRC has. Sam Clements under center for the first time, and he's going to hand it off. And the Cards get the first down and more. Hayden Heath just struggling and milking all he can get out of it. So Tello with the tackle, but a first down and another five-yard run for Heath.
I got good blocking at the point of attack off the left side, and as a result of that, Cards keep the ball here. 46-yard line in their own territory. Approaching 6 minutes in the first half, but they keep the drive alive. That's the big thing.
Plenty of time here to put a scoring drive together. As Bobby said, approaching 6 minutes to go. First and 10 for the Cardinals from their 46. Delay on the handoff, took a high snap and then handed it off. Tried to run through there was Quentin Falls. First time we've seen him carry the football on the season. He made the three of the first game's tackles. He's got four on the night. This time he tries to run the ball and squeezes out 2 yards.
Yeah, and it was a squeeze play because with the timing a little bit off, there wasn't much room as he tried to take that one right up the gut.
So he stays in the backfield. Clements has a brief exchange with Falls from the I formation. Now they go with the left hip. It's Falls. They're going to give it to him. He's in the hole. He stood up and tried to sidestep one tackler, but then a host of others were waiting. Once Kendrick Williams, a 200-pound lineman, held him up, it's a loss of one.
Well, again, it looked like he had the play blown up from the start because he was right where the runner wanted to go, and all of a sudden, no place to go, third and nine.
Well, with Hayden Heath going both ways, you got to kind of spread him out, be a little more judicious with the number of carries. But they kind of abandoned the Trey Davis. We may see him back. Empty backfield. Here they come with a rush. Middle of the field, and it's nearly picked off. Hayden Heath broke his route to the inside. Clements' pass sailed to the outside, down to the 40 of Madison Central, but it's incomplete. And Sam Clements now 3 of 7 passing.
Yeah, the receiver and quarterback not on the same page late on that play, and it was almost a costly interception.
Sure, sure. Just about threw it away. It'll be Clay Turley on to punt. As the Cards not going for it here on fourth and long, try to play a little field position. He takes a good snap, and he gets a nice spiraling punt. It should take a GRC bounce. And it does, as it's going to go. So at the 11-yard line, so a nice punt there by Turley, nothing on the return.
Good punt there by Turley to get it. Actually, they spotted on the 13-yard line, so Cards got them deep here. Let's see if the defense can stop them.
So a good punt by Turley, trying to add this one up, 35-40. 42-yard punt, nothing on the return. That will flip the field in high school football. So here's Central coming out with a one-point lead, 8-7. 4.5 to go here before halftime. Wells hands it off, Mathis right side running. Tried to get to the outside. He squared his shoulders, but Ty Miller shut it down in number 20 in there with run support as well.
Well, he winds up with 4 yards. Yeah. But they're getting good blocking at the point of attack there, that time on the edge, and he was 3 yards upfield before he met any resistance. So actually about a 5-yard gain on that play.
So you got 84 yards of rushing unofficially in this first half for Mathis already on 13 carries. Here's a low snap picked up, and they hand it off to Mathis, and the Cardinals come in there and stop him after minimal to no gain. It was Alfaro in the backfield after that low snap, and that gave the Cardinal down lineman just enough time, Bobby, to get in that backfield.
Timing was off, and as a result, the Cards were able to snuff that one out for no gain. So a big third and five here. 3 minutes, 20 seconds left in the first half. If they can get a stop here, They might be able to do some damage offensively here before halftime.
See if the Cards can hold them. As Bobby just described, they come. Madison Central comes up to the line of scrimmage. They overload the right, left side. That's the wide side of the field. Wells in the shotgun. Here come the Cards on the corner with a blitz. Wells hit as he got rid of it, and it's incomplete. Cards were making a break for the ball. It was Carter Maynard that saw it come, but it was some heat brought in there by the Cardinal down lineman as they put a good pass rush on him again. Alfaro in there along with Brian Falls with the hurried throw.
Yeah, they had to rush he had to rush the throw, and as a result, didn't quite have the zip on it it needed, and Cards almost got to that one.
Fourth and long, and it'll be Madison Central punting for the second time in the ball game. The last punt was a 39-yarder, but GRC was able to get 15 on the return. Standing inside is 5, takes the snap, and really laid into this punt. And it's going to be a fair catch called for, and it'll be GRC playing on a short field. So you had a 27-yard punt, nothing on the return.
We've got 2:50 left, first half. Cards across midfield here with a chance to put some points on the board if they can create a little offense.
28-yard punt, nothing on the return. I don't know that GRC, they've got a downfield passing game. We'll see. We've taken one shot in this game downfield, yeah. And it drew a pass interference. We'll see what they've got here. Haddon Cecil in the game. They set the field with two wideouts to each side. Three-man front. In motion is Israel. Hand it to him. No, that's a play fake, and Clements elects to keep it. And he didn't fool the Madison Central players like he fooled me. I thought Jeremiah Israel was going to be running a little jet sweep, but that's not the case. Clements keeps it and picks up one.
Well, he probably did the right thing by holding on to the ball because there was a defender awaiting Israel had he gotten that ball. But only a yard gain, so Cards with some work to do here on second down.
Little hurry up here, and Clements gets them up to the line of scrimmage with time, all the time in the world. Still looking, rolling, throwing, got his man at the 30. Sidesteps a would-be tackler down inside the 25 at the 17-yard line. 29-yard pickup on that play.
When you can buy some time, veer to the right, roll out, it can gives you time to spot that receiver. And, boy, he was wide open over there and got through that first defender and almost took it to the house, but got caught from behind. Great play by the Cards, giving them good field position here.
Hayden Heath showing that he is such a versatile player. He's caught the Cardinals' only touchdown tonight, a 21-yard touchdown catch. That time, he takes it down the sideline, stiff arms, and shakes a tackler for a 29-yard first down. First and 10 from the Indian 18-yard line. Clements runs a quarterback draw straight up the middle, and he is stopped short of the 15-yard line, so able to squeeze maybe 2 yards out of that a quarterback draw.
Yeah, not that much there, but keeping the ball right in the middle of the field. You've got a minute 20 left. Cards have a chance to do more than potentially have to.
Two timeouts,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, and two times out, that's right.
So Coach Jericho walking the sideline. He's walking away from the line of scrimmage. He's down around midfield. He's nervously and pensively walking the sideline. Now he comes back toward the sideline with the Cards. As he looks at his team go with 2nd and 8 from the 16, Clements hands it off, running. Heath wants to cut it back in. He has stood up, got away from a tackler, still on his feet. Good leg drive inside the 10, down to the 9-yard line. Bobby, you talk about yards after contact. That's a prime example.
There was a racehorse named Bold and Determined years ago, and you just saw that right here.
So a 7-yard pickup, he may be just a yard short of the first down.
Yeah, we've got a 3rd and 1, but that's what you call giving all you've got. And, of course, he was carrying tacklers with him, and It was just a tremendous effort.
Beautiful run, and Heath comes out of the ball game. He gets a break as the Cards, they've got a penalty. Let's look and see what they're going to be. They're going to bring it back. Well,
they're backing them up even more, going to make it harder for this kicker, and now time's going to be a little bit of a cross to
GRC2. Well, they're marking off the penalty, Bobby. It's a 15-yarder, so it was a dead ball foul, so it was personal foul of some variety against GRC. Boy, and that's a killer.
Well, Coach Jericho had one of his players down on the sideline, and he was having an animated discussion with him, so we didn't see the infraction, but it's unfortunate. Cards with only 40 seconds here. They need a little bit of yardage.
Third and eight. It backs them up. They could have had it at the 9-yard line. Now they're all the way back to the 24.
Yeah, it's about third and 16, isn't it?
So Coach Jericho out on the field looking at the three officials, now four of them, huddle up at the line of scrimmage. Coach Jericho on the field. And now they're going to bring more officials in to talk this over. It's 8-7, Madison Central, the Indians leading the Cardinals. GRC scored first. Madison Central then came back, and instead of going for the tie after the penalty, they went for the two-point conversion and got it. Now we're ready to play. Pistol look. Clements has it. Left side, rolling, looking, throwing, and he throws it out of bounds. He tried to work the sideline to stop the clock, obviously, but the pass goes incomplete. And it's going to bring up fourth down. Turley has a field goal this year of 35 yards. This one here would be a 34-yarder.
34 plus 10. It'd be 44.
No, the ball's at the 24-yard line. He's not going to kick it. He's going to go for
it. He's going for it, isn't he?
Fourth down and long. Fourth and 13. Here's Clements. Empty set backfield. And it may have just gotten a little bit better as Madison Central jumped offside. But it's not going to be. It's going to give them five more yards. So we'll see if GRC decides to kick now. Unless they say the Cardinals drew them off. No, they're going to march it off against the Indians. So here comes the special teams, and Clay Turley will come out now that this is 5 yards closer.
He's got the leg.
So this will be at the 19-yard line, so a 29-yarder here for Turley to try to give the Cards back the lead. Out of the snap of Heath, the hold of Clements, and Turley to apply the kick. Snaps there, holds down the kick, plenty enough leg. It goes all the way back beyond the field core, and it's good.
He's got
29 yards. He could have put another 20 on that.
He flat has the leg for it and was accurate to boot. Cards take the lead.
Sure do. Back up on top. GRC leading now by a score of 10-8. Just seconds to go before halftime. 1 minute break. We'll be back after this.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
We appreciate Kentucky Petroleum Supply and all of our sponsors. Thank you so much. Clay Turley to kick this one off after he's kicked the Cardinals back to the lead with a 29-yard field goal. The last kickoff went into the end zone, and this one, he's pumped up. It's a line drive. It goes out of the back of the end zone on one bounce. Somebody's going to scoop that guy up, Bobby.
Well,
I don't know where he's going to go or what sport he'll play. He's a golfer, he's a soccer player, and a football kicker.
His love is soccer. So maybe that's what will wind up being his passion going forward. But regardless, he certainly has a future.
Yeah, no
doubt about it. And it is bright.
No doubt about it. 5'8", 140. So 140 pounds of... a lot of muscle in the lower extremities because he can sure kick it. So 24 seconds, Madison Central, they run the handoff. Mathis, who's been the workhorse, sidesteps the tackle, but he's brought down at the 25-yard line. And a flag thrown as things get a little chippy out here. Tackle made by Alfaro after a 5-yard gain, and there was nothing else that needed to occur. And then Gully, I believe, got engaged out there. With a big down, with a big offensive lineman, Aiden Howard. So there you got two big guys going at it, but the whistle had blown.
Whistle had blown. We'll have probably a 15-yard penalty tacked on, so it'll give Madison Central a chance for a Hail Mary.
Hail Mary. Yeah, just don't let them get behind you. Trey Davis and Carter Maynard, their job is going to be keep everything in front of you. This is the third 15-yarder against GRC. Can't have that. And it's a 5-yard pickup on the play, so this is going to cost the Cards about 20 yards in field position. So it's all the way up to the 40-yard line, almost the 41. 16 seconds. Another first down for Madison Central. So you got Carter Maynard and Trey Davis. You got to keep the play in front of you. Wells, the smaller of the two quarterbacks that Madison Central has used, he and Steele have been at the throttle this game, exchanging downs. But the smaller Wells is in there now. High formation. Mathis behind him. Double wing set. Hand it off. Mathis with blockers in front of him. He's got it midfield, still on his feet, and then brought down as he churned off. Big yardage, 9 seconds on the clock.
One more play and a kick, and they can get the lead if they don't score.
So you got to see where they spot it. 23-yard run. Wow. It worked as good as a pass. They had the wing players set there. They had a double wing set on the right side, and Coach Cherico in there issuing challenges to his defense. As Bobby says, he's having one of those emphatic, very animated conversations on the sideline.
Well, you've got them where you want them. You've got the lead. You've got the ball coming out of the second half, and you don't need to stub your toe to the point where you may give this lead up all of a sudden just due to lack of discipline.
So Coach Cherico having his say with the team after the timeout called by Madison Central. There's 9 seconds, and they're going to have the ball first and 10 at the Cardinal 36-yard line. As Bobby mentioned, GRC will receive the football in the second half. But you'd like to take that lead into the locker room.
Well, you'd
and
like
go in with momentum.
That's right. And, you know, he can split this up. He can try to get half of it and get a field goal, or they can go for the gusto twice.
9 seconds to go. Wells in the shotgun. Drops back to throw with time, working, and he throws it incomplete. He had a guy running the route out there, was Connor Radcliffe, and Wells throws it incomplete, and there's 3 seconds left on the clock.
Now they probably will have a true Hail Mary.
Radcliffe, the intended receiver, goes out, and they're going to bring Steele, the larger of the two quarterbacks. He comes in. Steele, 6'2", 177-pounder. He'll be the quarterback on this one. And the Cardinals will rush three. They'll drop everyone else back. Three wideouts left, single wideout to the right. They rush three, and here's a bomb thrown for the end zone. They got a man out there, and it's incomplete. He threw a nice pass, but again, the Cardinals' Carter Maynard had good coverage downfield. He and Hooten, the linebacker, peeling off, going all the way downfield. It was intended for Morrison. It's incomplete, and that ends the first half. Pretty good pass.
Yeah, pretty good pass.
Had Carter Maynard not taken his 140 pounds and stood in the way, that guy was trying to make a break on the ball.
Well, not only that, he went and retrieved the ball 20 yards off the field of play, brought it back to the official, but a hard-earned 10-8 halftime victory. Now, that's been an exciting first half.
So it comes to a close here at halftime again as the score is 10-8. Cardinals leading. Marching band here at halftime providing the entertainment. They've got the field core and looks like they have a presentation they're going to treat the crowd to. Good crowd here for GRC tonight. And again, it's Spina Bifida Month, Awareness Month. And these yellow towels, they are showing the support for Spina Bifida Research. Braden Cherico, one of the inspirations behind that here tonight. So we've got a halftime score of 10-8 with the Cardinals leading the Indians. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We'll take a two-minute break when we come back. Halftime report that will include game scoring stats and summary. All that coming up back in two on WWKY.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
'Cause I ain't into gimmicks, and neither are they. I'm gonna buy my ride the country time way.
This is Larry Odom for Country Time Motors. If you're thinking about getting a newer ride, think Winchester first. Think Country Time Motors. Think the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96. But most of all, think about how you want to do business. Do you want to pay no dock fees or $699 dock fees? Do you want to have a warranty for life or hear a dealer say, "Sorry, friend, we sold it as is"? Here's what I really think. You'll love the way we do business at Country Time Motors on the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96, Winchester.
The Cards play here.
Halftime here is Friday the 13th, Friday Night Football. Well, had a little bad luck. Both these teams penalty riddled in this ball game. They've had quite a few penalties, but able to put some points on the board, and it's a Cardinals leading here at halftime by a score of 10-8. And GRC took the lead, lost the lead, and they got it back. Bobby Baldwin with me. I'm Joel Bennett. We'll run it down as it was Madison Central to start things off, and things didn't go too well for the Indians. There was a sack by Quentin Falls, and actually Quentin Falls started the game very hot, not just a sack. He had three of the game's first three tackles. Then factor in a sack, he had a really good first few minutes of football. Both teams punted on their first series of exchange. But then Madison Central thought they had something going. Cody Gibson, though, shut it down with a tackle for a loss. Then they gave the handoff to one of their backs and tried to squeeze out a little more yardage than he could. In that second and third effort, we had the ball popped loose by Asante Bryant, and Trey Davis picked it up on the fumble. And all of a sudden, GRC has the game's first takeaway, and that sets the Cardinals up for their first score of the game. It ended up being a 21-yard touchdown pass as Hayden Heath took that from Sam Clements after the blitz was picked up nicely. The Cards on the board with a 21-yard touchdown pass. Turley's kick is good. With a minute 3 to go in the first quarter, Cards up 7-0. To begin the second quarter, Madison Central gets on the board. A roughing the passer call negated a Cody Gibson. Again, he had his second tackle for a loss, but then Mathis got free on a 30-yard touchdown run, and all of a sudden the Indians are within 1 point. Well, they set up the old swinging gate for the extra point, PAT. Whenever they called for a snap, they went into their new position scheme, Cards jump. So that took it half the distance to the goal, and they elected to go for two, and Mathis runs in for 2 points, and all of a sudden, with 8.5 to go before halftime, Madison Central with their first lead of the game at 8-7. After a series of exchanged punts, it was GRC that got a 29-yard field goal from Clay Turley with only 24 seconds to go in the half. Turley's 29-yard field goal, more than enough leg, more than enough in accuracy. Cardinals up 10-8. Bobby, a pretty good half of football. And after both these teams got blown out last week, they're playing a competitive game tonight.
Very competitive game, and both teams are on edge. They're not playing as disciplined penalty-wise as either coach would like, but it comes down to the final play of the first half, and there's a two-point swing, and one team has a chance to score on the final play to take the lead back. So it's been very competitive, and I think both squads feel like they can play better, but so far the Cards have the edge and will get the ball to start the second half.
It's 10-8, GRC leading, and halftime show being put on by looks like probably 70 member complement out here with the field guard, color guard, the flag corps, and the marching band. They've also got a drum line. Just quite a spectacle here with the halftime entertainment at GRC. Again, before we go to a break, congratulations and good luck to that GRC soccer team as they'll play the winner out of the ninth region. That will be decided tomorrow. Ninth region will be Cooper and Notre Dame at Notre Dame. But, hey, GRC already punched their ticket. They were a 5-3 winner in girls soccer over Bishop Brossard, taking that 10th region crown. And that's a nice feat, Bobby, to dovetail the boys' state golf opportunity in the championship. Now our girls going to the state.
Well, let's just keep it rolling.
Keep it rolling is what we'll do. We will take another two-minute break when we come back. More halftime show coming up right here on WWKY.
You have questions about buying a home. The mortgage loan experts at Central Bank have answers. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing, or looking for something new, our Central Bankers offer fast, friendly support when you need it most, not weeks later. Don't let important questions about your future home go unanswered. Speak to a neighborhood Central Banker and make a move towards your dream home today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, loan subject to credit approval.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com. the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Here at Cardinal Stadium, here on Friday the 13th, GRC not taking any bad luck. They lead 10-8 here at halftime while this spectacle continues. Bobby, what's the theme of that? Is that got walls of ivy everywhere, right?
Walls of ivy. I would have to have somebody clue me in on this.
We need interpretation.
It is green. It is black.
Yes.
It is lime green. It is a spectacle.
And just the drum line alone has 14 members. And it must be a quite popular program at GRC.
Everyone color coordinated in.
Yeah.
There's even a little bit of reddish orange in there signifying the time of year.
Yes, and quite popular evidently at GRC. Again, this month it is Spina Bifida Awareness Month. GRC and the boosters and the people here at the stadium, I'm sure you could get your hands on one if you would like. They've got a towel. The color recognizing that awareness is a bright yellow gold look, and this all proceeds from this event will go for spina bifida research. So Braden Cherico, a guy that shows the spirit of football, shows the spirit of overcoming, shows the spirit of strength, he is being recognized with that. So that's some kind of fund and some type of fundraising program they put together. Great guy, isn't he?
Oh, tremendous. He is one young man that we all certainly love to have in our midst, because he is very, very type of guy that you really want to try to emulate, because he is really, really got a lot of courage.
Sure does. Well, the marching band continues, and I'm going to take another one-minute break. When we come back, I've got stats I'll share with you. All that on the halftime report coming back in 1 minute.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable health care for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care, just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the chamber.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Well, the Cardinals lead here by a score of 10-8. Joel Bennett with you, along with me, Bobby Baldwin. 10-8, Cardinals leading Madison Central Indians. GRC got ahead 7-0 with a minute to go in the first quarter. Madison Central came back, took an 8-7 lead with 8.5 minutes to go before halftime, but then Clay Turley kicked GRC back into the lead with a 29-yard field goal with 24 seconds to play before halftime, and 10-8, that's where we stand. Quickly, unofficially, looking at some of these numbers in this first half of play. Madison Central in this ballgame, 8 first downs. GRC, they picked up 6. There's been one kick return by GRC. That one was for 27 yards. Cardinals will get the ball in the second half. There were a couple of kickoffs made by Clay Turley. One was a, make that 3 kickoffs. One was a 29-yard return. The other two into the end zone, nothing on the return. Clay's punting has been sparkling as well. He's punted twice in this ball game, and he's averaging almost 40 yards a punt, and those punts have not been returned for any return yardage. Madison Central's punted twice. They are averaging 33 yards per punt. GRC with one return of 15 yards. Penalties in the ball game. 6 penalties called against Madison Central, only one of those in the 15-yard variety, as GRC, they have been penalized here in the first half 7 times, and 3 of those 7 have been 15-yard penalties. Madison Central's had 3 fumbles. They lost one of those. The other 2 fumbles were on low snaps in the backfield. Looking at some of the offensive numbers, the Indians ran the ball 20 times in the first half, picked up 122 yards on the ground. A lion's share of that goes to Mathis. He is their leading rusher, Bryant Mathis, on the season and in the game. This 181-pound junior, 15 carries, 112 yards in first half with a touchdown, a 30-yarder to his credit. He leads by and far overall. There were 2 runs by Parker Mullins for 6 yards. Steele, the quarterback, ran twice for 4. Wells, 1 rush, no yards. So 20 rushes, 122 yards. Madison Central, 2 of 6 passing, no interceptions, no touchdowns, 17 yards through the air. Cody Morrison catching both those passes. Total offense unofficially for Madison Central in the first half, 139 yards. For the Cardinals, GRC, 13 rushes in the first half. They were able to only churn out 42 yards on those 13 rushes. Hayden Heath, 6 carries for 29 yards. He had a long run of 12. That was his first attempt. Other rushers for GRC, Sam Clements, 4 rushes for 8 yards. Kamani John took 1 rush on a jet sweep, picked up 4 yards. Also running first time this year on the season, you had Quentin Falls. He carried it twice, picked up 1 yard. 13 rushes, 42 yards for the Cardinals in the first half. Clements passing, 4 of 9 passing. He has not thrown a pick. He does have a touchdown to his credit, 61 yards through the air for the Cardinals. A 30-yard touchdown pass, or make that a 21-yard touchdown pass to Hayden Heath, has been the big strike. 61 yards passing for the Cardinals, 42 on the ground rushing, so a total of 103 yards for GRC. Hayden Heath caught 2 balls for 50 yards. He caught a 21-yard touchdown and a 29-yard first down catch. Other receivers with 1 catch apiece, Haddon Cecil for 8 yards, Trey Davis for 4 yards. Kamani John caught 1 and lost 1. So again, 103 yards total offense for the Cardinals in the first half. Madison Central, 139 total yards offense. So, Bobby, we've seen GRC put up 300 and 400 yards offense. Madison Central may be a little better than advertised. When you look at their record, 2-6, they don't score a lot of points, but they give up a lot. Tonight, that hadn't been the case.
Well, they played a tough schedule.
They have.
They've had a lot of injury problems, just as GRC. And tonight, this has turned into more of a penalty and a defensive game.
It has.
Than it has. And what we might have expected to be more of an offensive game, but we're only halfway through it. So anything can happen here. Both teams were victimized by quick strike opposition last week. And if we see a couple of quick strikes here in this third quarter from either of these teams, then this thing could go from being a defensive struggle to all of a sudden a semi-blowout one way or the other.
With the 2-6 record with Madison Central, they're averaging scoring about 14 to 16 points per game. They've had a couple of games where they were shut out.
Yeah.
And they're giving up almost 32 points per ball game.
Yeah.
But GRC just hadn't been able to really get it cooking and clicking, only 103 yards in the first half.
Well, Coach Chirico the other night, Wednesday, alluded to the fact that they were big, they were strong, they were really, really going to be
50-50 oriented, he said.
Yeah.
But it's been run heavy tonight.
It has been. Well, and the two or three passes that they have thrown, try to throw relatively deep, were very close. But I'm sure they, when you've got a guy like Mathis who can tote the mail the way he does, if you can give him a little room, things can happen pretty positively for you. So I don't blame him.
Yeah, he's 5'10", 5'11", 181 pounds and a junior. And like you said, he can carry the mail.
Yeah.
He can pack the pail.
So far.
So the Cardinals will receive this kickoff to begin the second half of play. GRC on top, 10-8, a one-score game. And Gil Bault will be kicking off. He is a sophomore kicker, also handles the punting duties. So Gil Bault will be kicking it off. Carter Maynard and Kamani John back deep. This is a high kick angling over for Carter Maynard, takes it on the 10. He moves to the middle of the field to the 20, 25, needs a block. Tries to get by one player. We've got a flag thrown as Maynard is stood up and brought down at the 34-yard line. 24 yards on the kick return, and they're going to get a block in the back, and that'll occur back at the 27. So they'll spot 10 yards from there.
Maynard did what he could to try to create a problem there for Madison Central, but that block in the back would negate anything positive.
So he took it at the 10. He pushed it up to the 27. He'll get 17 on the kick return, and the Cards will be penalized from that point on, marked 10 yards off of it. So GRC is going to start deep in a hole, not near the goal line, but they're going to be inside their own 20.
Looks like 16 to 17 yard line, so they've got a way to go.
Cardinals with a 10-8 lead. Been looking out on the field. This player for this Hayden Kaiser, their linebacker, he's their biggest hitter, tackles for loss. Haven't seen him in the play that much as they run right at up the middle, but nothing going there. Maybe squeezed out a yard or two on the run by Hayden Heath.
Good surge that time by the Madison Central defensive line. No movement at all from GRC's offensive group on that play, so it's second and nine.
Clements joins the huddle, four-man front for the Indians. Kaiser, I'm looking, he's over on the outside linebacker left side. The card set two wideouts over there, pistol look. Clements has it back to throw. With time, steps up, delivers, going for the post route through the hands of Carter Maynard. He had step for step, and he had some separation on Mathis, and it went right through Maynard's hands beyond midfield. And, Sam, big arm for a guy.
Yeah, no question about that. He aired it out. He got it out there a long way and just unable to play pitch and catch on that one. That was really, really close to a huge play for the Cards.
Went right through his arms, and Carter would like to have that one back, no doubt about it. Clements put it right on the money. Just goes incomplete. Balanced field, two wideouts to each side. Cards looking at third and long. Minute deep here in the third. He's going to run the quarterback draw on a passing situation, and he's going to get it. He's still on his feet, down to the 36-yard line. So on a passing situation, he mixes it up, and he rolls down for about 14, 15 yards.
Yeah, every bit of that. Yeah, maybe even just a touch more, but that was one of those plays where you would have thought he would pass, but he saw a seam up the middle and wiggled his way up for big yardage and a first down for GRC.
Longest run for the Cardinals on the ground tonight, 17 yards. And again, I guess I can throw another baseball analogy in there. I was talking to Cherico about it Wednesday at Golden Corral. Fastball count, he threw a curveball. That's what Sam did right there.
Yeah, he slipped in with a huge play.
He's going to run again, but this time, doesn't fool anyone there. Hold the phone. He is brought down. McElwee with a tackle, 175-pound sophomore, wrapped him up at the line of scrimmage. That was a direct run by Clements, and nothing on the carry.
Well, they had that one scoped out from the get-go.
So I guess it's one of those situations. Till you stop it, I'll keep running it at you. And they stopped it.
They stopped it after one play.
Clock moving, 9:45 to go in the third. Cardinals leading the Indians 10-8. GRC on top by 2. High formation for Clements. Balanced field. 2 wideouts each side. 3-man front for Central. In motion. Kamani John. Jet sweep. Right side. John got a block from Heath. Got a downfield block from Israel, and he's up to the 45-yard line. It took 2 blocks, Bobby, because that stretch play took quite a while to develop.
It took a while to develop, and it looked like he had a shot at getting through that next line of defense, but they closed on him quickly. But now it's a very, very manageable 3rd and 2 from the 44-yard line.
8 yards on that stretch run there by Kamani John. They tried it one other time. He doubled the production this time. The first run was a 4-yarder. This time, as Bobby described, he got 8. 3rd and 2 for the Cardinals. Up by 2 points, 10-8. Ball is at their own 45-yard line. Tight splits by the Indians. They got 3-man front. Linebackers creeping up to the line of scrimmage. Clements hands it off, and wow, hit in the backfield. Nothing going there. A surging hit in there. The tackle made in there by big number 58. He was in the backfield immediately. That was Kendrick Williams, 200-pounder, with a solid stop. 1-yard loss, and 4th and 3.
Anticipated the right time on the snap and shot the gap, and all of a sudden, 4th and 3.
So the Cardinals looking at 4th down at Coach Jericho. He's the kind of guy that likes to go for it. And here's what he's doing, 4th and 3. And they're going to get it easily because the guy I told you I was going to be looking at, Kaiser, he's their leading tackler on the season. He's got more tackles for a loss than any player on their club. This time he misses the cadence. And he's going to give GRC the 1st down by penalty.
Well, he blitzed in there from deep in the defensive backfield, but wrong count.
Yes, good cadence by Sam, yeah, evidently.
We can't hear it.
We're up here. But in credit, those linemen, Crawford, Tackett, Gully, those guys, they didn't move. They stayed right there. Ball at midfield. Cardinals with a 1st down. Heath a little confused about the play. He leaves the backfield, sets in the slot. In motion is John. Fake the stretch play, and here's the RPO, and Clements is going to be hit after he crossed midfield. 1 yard on that's all he's going to get with forward progress, and that will be generous.
Yeah, well, that was a good close that time by the secondary. He found the seam, but it closed rather quickly off the right side.
Bobby, that number 58, Kendrick Williams, that senior lineman, not tall, 5'9", but 200-pounder. Boy, he's plugged holes 2 times on this series.
Well, that's right, and it's 2nd and 9. The Cards have it all across midfield, so.
You need those upperclassmen to stand up and lead like that.
Well, when you've got that, then the guys in behind you can aspire to be that way exactly.
See if the Cards can get by them this time. But the play clock running down, and they're running out of time. And Coach Jericho says, well, let's burn a timeout. Points are precious in this game. So is field position. Ball just across midfield. Time called. Cards will call it back in 1 minute.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bank Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
At Rosemary C. Brooks Place, they believe in living life with no boundaries or limitations. You will enjoy life to the fullest with home-cooked meals, non-stop activities, and 5-star amenities. The Brooks Place staff always offers a helping hand and a friendly smile. Independent and assisted living. Rosemary C. Brooks Place, a great value in retirement living.
I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Apartments and Cottages today.
Well, after the timeout, the Cards run a play, and Sam Clements got a low snap. He bobbled it, picked it up, took three steps to his right and flipped it out there in a pass caught by Trey Davis for a gain of three.
Gain three, and probably did not get the best of spots on that play.
That's a good point, Bobby. Yeah. He was out of bounds, but it looked like he was closer to the 45-yard line. Now they're going to spot him at the 46. It'll make it third and five for the Cardinals. They're in Madison Central territory. Clements takes a high snap and a flag thrown in the Cards. I tell you what, we got a seven-man crew, and these guys are earning their money.
Well, they're earning their money because they can pin it down and be concentrating on a little bit less of the field.
Yes.
But both teams are making mistakes and being penalized as a result.
Eight penalties against the Cardinals this evening. Three have been of the 15-yard variety. This is another false start, and now they're behind the chains, as they call it.
Yeah.
Third and 10.
Third and a long 10.
Long 10 at that, yes. They bring the tight end out. They bring in an extra wide out. Balanced field, two to each side. Clements back to throw. They swing it out. Kamani John's got it, and he dropped it. Thought he had it, was going to turn it upfield. He really didn't take his eye off of it. It was a nice pass by Clements. Sam didn't throw him into dangerous territory.
No.
Sam got it to him where he had space. You want to get it to Kamani in space. Sam did that.
He got the ball where he needed to. It's just that the receiver failed to catch it.
So the Cardinals take a lot of time off the clock, but
sure
they get nothing out of it, and they're going to be punting it away. Clay Turley in there. Clay, who has averaged 39, 38 yards per punt, puts his foot into this one, and it's going to be called for a fair catch. Cody Morrison inside the 10, back around the 7-yard line. So a nice punt there by Turley of 43 yards. That is his long of the night. Nothing on the return. So GRC puts him back deep, and we'll see how it goes here now with the Indians with the Cards up 10-8. That drive again. Three drives tonight, Bobby, just penalties have killed it.
Yeah, he killed it.
I guess you could say four if you're going to put the two-point conversion on.
Well, that's it, and yet the Cards ate up 6 minutes of the third quarter during that drive.
They come away with nothing, but deep in the hole, it's going to be Madison Central from their own 8-yard line. Wells hands it off. Mathis finding running room. Hayden Heath and Ty Miller, a couple of dandy inside linebackers, tackling at the 11-yard line, but that's what you call getting you some room to operate. He's got him out of the hole, and it's second and short.
Yeah, second and two. Good offensive surge on the right side of the line by the Madison Central offense, and that young man knows what to do if you give him a little room.
Quentin Falls, who's had a great game for GRC, comes out. They bring Davis in on the outside. They run right at him, and it's coming up, making the hit. And he's caught behind the line and then swarm tackled. Hooten got in there along with Alfaro, and the surge in there led. Again, it was Jones Howard in there blowing that play up.
Yeah, he did a good job, and yet it took more than Jones to make it happen because it's tough to bring him down with one player.
So a nice surging play. They ran it to the right side, but the Cards able to come up to the challenge.
Third and three, big play here.
Sure is. Jones Howard stays in there. That heady play keeps him in the lineup. Quentin Falls returns as well. And you got Carter Maynard trending and a little bit to the left side, but they're going to pass it here. Looking to throw, Wells works the sideline, and it's incomplete. And Kamani John on the coverage, and they're going to throw him with a flag. So it'll be a first down.
Yeah, had he turned around, it was more his ball than it was the receiver's ball. But he never did, and as a result, encroached there, and a penalty on him. So they're going to get a first down via penalty.
So on the night, Madison Central, 3 of 6 passing. They don't rely on that pass a whole lot. It'll be a first down and a 15-yard penalty. Wow. Cardinals picked up now their third 15-yard penalty. 9 infractions flagged against GRC. They got about as many yards in penalties as they do rushing. Double tight end set for Madison Central. They sit high in the wing. They hand it off. Mathis is going to run behind him, bounces it outside, squares his shoulders to the left side, out of bounds near the 40-yard line. High tackle by Trey Davis, but Davis brought him down, but it's going to be very close to a first down.
Got to the edge, turned upfield. A couple of arm tackles didn't get him down, and one run later, he's got a first down all the way up to the 40, 41-yard line.
129 yards rushing tonight and one touchdown unofficially tonight for Mathis. They're trying to spread the field. Cards go man-to-man on these wideouts. And you got Montgomery County jumping off as Kaiser comes across the line. Coming out of the game for GRC. They're bringing in, coming out is Alfaro. Checking in for GRC on the down line. Brian Crawford comes in. Also, Brian Falls right in the middle. Crawford and Gully across the front three. Heath, Hooten, and Howard, they are the linebackers. Davis, Falls, and Maynard, your secondary, with Kamani John joining Falls playing the corner. That's the defensive alignment for the Cardinals as they look now at first and long. The defense put them in that situation, back to throw. They throw the screen pass. Mathis has it. Jones Howard tries to go for the strip. He's able to tackle him at the 37-yard line. So a gain of one possibly on that screen pass. But Jones Howard, second half's been his half. It was Quentin Falls in the first half. It's been Jones Howard here.
Well, he's been aggressive, and as you say, tried to strip that ball. He was right there waiting on him after he received that pass in the flat, but no gain on the play. That makes it second and 15.
Jones Howard will be forever remembered, I guess, this season as scoring the first touchdown for GRC, a fumble recovery in Pikeville against Belfry. He comes on the edge, and they run right at him with Mathis. Mathis, he's hit and dropped at the 41-yard line, so it's kind of rough when you pick up five and it looks like a stop. You know you've got a good runner.
Got a good runner, and that basically makes it third and 9. He got a little more than five. You could say six, but it's definitely third and 9. It's a big play for both clubs.
It's going to be marked at the 42-yard line of Madison Central inside of 2.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter with the GRC Cardinals leading 10-8. Cardinals led, they got behind, then they recaptured the lead just before halftime. Here's third down and 10 for Madison Central. Play fake in the backfield. They got him. Hooten brings him down.
Oh, my goodness, intercepted.
Intercepted. Hunter Gully, he's got it. Fell to right side.
He got
it. Goes for the pylon.
Oh.
He got in, or they're going to say at the one. Flag thrown at the end. Did he get to the 1 yard line?
He got
so
to
that'll be a 41-yard interception return by Hunter Gully, and that play was blown up by Hooten.
A flag after the play. Could that be a celebration that may come back to haunt the Cards?
Well, if it can be a wet blanket, that would be thrown right there. Not a yellow flag. That is a wet blanket. That just killed the joy. So Hooten blew it up. He had it.
He did.
He had the quarterback, Wells, in his grasp, and Wells, in desperation to keep from taking a 10-yard loss, making it fourth down, tried to throw a pass. Gully picked it off. And Gully just taking it down the right side. He dived for the end zone. He rolled in there, but his big frame, they say, went down 1 yard shy of the goal line.
Could be that his knee hit before the ball crossed the line. It looked like he got in, but the official right there. And as
So GRC gets the turnover. That's their second takeaway of the game. And, wow, instead of having it first and goal from the one, now you got it first and 10 from the 16.
How about that? Yeah, just maybe a uncontrolled celebration or something caused that. But, again,
too many 15-yarders,
yeah,
Bobby,
you've got,
five tonight.
Yeah, you've got this thing in your grasp, and you don't want to let it go if you can help it.
2 minutes to play in the third. Collision in the backfield. Flag thrown as Hayden Heath is stopped short of the 10-yard line as he grinds out 5 or 6 yards, but a flag thrown as he and Clements collided in the backfield on the exchange. And it's going to be a line penalty. We'll see. Shifting against GRC. Wow.
Cards their worst enemy here in the third quarter, it appears.
Yeah, we've seen Clay Turley. We know he can kick a 29-yard field goal. Let's not make him do it again. They're going the wrong way. Let's get it in. Let's let him kick a PAT. So it stays at first down. They don't lose the down. They back him up five. And right now the Cardinals, they're confused. They don't have personnel that they want in the ball game. And Coach Ray, irritated, pulls off the headset, walks out on the field, and we got a timeout called. Bobby's got a message. Inside of 2 minutes to go here in the third. Cards up 10-8. Here's a message from Bobby.
Folks, we've been in a drought, but one of these days we're going to be out of it. And if you want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules, want everything without sacrificing anything, want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value, the perfect balance of power and performance, a Bad Boy mower, packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your Bad Boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude.
Here we go on the blitz. They swing it out. Pass caught by Carter Maynard at the 20. He's able to dance his way inside the 20 down to the 18-yard line. So a gain of 3 on that pass play. And Madison Central jumped the snap count that time. They were in the backfield immediately.
Yeah. No penalty, however. So Cards at 2nd and 12. It is deep. They've got the ball on the 18-yard line with a chance to really do some damage here if they can find that end zone.
Clock rolling, minute 15 to go in the third, 2nd and 11 from the 18, handed off to Heath, and he's bottled up for no gain. Big tackle in there. Zachary Turner makes the stop.
Yeah, he shot the gap, and the minute Hayden had the ball, he was on the ground. So, no gain there.
Heath with 4 carries here in the second half for 1 yard. So, the Cardinal running game really, really
anemic.
Limited. Yes,
it's been anemic.
Yeah, your descriptor is a little more appropriate. I was trying to be a little kind, but call it like you see it. A lot of movement by Madison Central. Clements works the middle of the field, and he threw it too high, intending that pass again for Hayden Heath, who has caught one touchdown tonight, and the Cards can't convert, and it's going to be fourth down, and looks like they're going to try to lean on the leg of Clay Turley once again. So with 26 seconds here in the third, the Cardinals fourth and long, Clay Turley will attempt this one. It will be a 35-yarder.
On the left hash mark.
Out of the hold of Sam Clements, the snap of Hayden Heath. Snaps there, the hold's down. Turley with plenty enough leg, and he drills it. Boy, isn't it nice to have an option, Bobby, on fourth and long. Wow.
You can call him whole reliable, although he's just a senior in high school.
35-yard field goal by Clay Turley. He adds to the GRC lead, which is now 5 points at 13-8. 1 minute break, back after this.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, member FDIC.
Well, Morrison takes the kickoff at the one-yard line. He pushes it up the middle of the field, got behind a wedge. He's finally tackled by the Cardinal special team at the 30-yard line. 29-yard kick return by Morrison. And, or excuse me,
yeah, 25.
25-yarder. Instead, it would be a 25-yard kick return.
Nice return, given the fact that the kick was as high as it was.
Yeah, he took it at the one. 14 seconds to go here in the third. Madison Central with the ball at their own 26. They ride Mathis into the hole, and he's hit and driven back. Jones Howard's a guy that he's come to play. And you also have Quinn Falls and Hooten in there as well.
Yeah, he tried to weave to the left after going over center and got slammed to the ground after maybe a 1.5-yard gain. And here we are at the end of three.
That'll do it. Third quarter comes to an end after a one-yard pickup by Mathis. It'll be second and 9 when we come back. But the score, it's GRC Cardinals 13, Madison Central Indians 8. Back in 1 minute.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester and Mount Sterling.
This is Danny Neely. Neely & Wade Insurance is a full-service agency specializing in protecting your family and your business with personal and commercial auto, home, casualty, life, and health insurance. We are an independent agency, which means we represent several insurance companies. We can find the best coverage at the best price for you.
This is Nevin Goble. I specialize in health insurance for businesses. Give me a call, 744-3857.
Great rates and personalized service. Neely & Wade Insurance.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
105 yards in penalties.
Isn't that something? 105 yards in penalties and going to the fourth quarter leading by 5.
105 yards in penalties. That's going to eclipse the rushing yardage tonight. Here's Madison Central. Toss it out. Mathis, he's going to reverse direction, and the Cardinals being overly aggressive. Mathis has run out of bounds at the 35-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down, but the reverse of direction, he can't be over-aggressive.
Yeah, where'd he put him?
He ran out at the 35. Surely they won't give him the first down.
It looks like more like what, the 30, 33 or 4. One thing about it, he can reverse course pretty quickly.
So a lot of running and a 6-yard pickup.
Third and 2 here, just inside the fourth quarter. Cards leading by 5 in a big play for Madison Central on their 34-yard line.
Your man in there wanted to know. There it is. Hand off to Mathis for the first down run or first down yardage, and he's going to be very close.
He got it.
Looks like he'll pick it up. He needed 2, and he's going to pick up 3.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Coach Blair doesn't keep this thing on the ground for this entire series.
Well, with the way the score is, you got this five-point lead. So touchdown gives you the lead.
Yeah.
And
then you can go for two.
Sure.
And get it back up to eight.
Yeah. And put GRC in a tough situation. See what Cards can do. They were able to come away with a turnover the last time. Handoff left side. Mathis with running room. They need to shut it down. The flag thrown. Quentin Falls makes a tackle. Make that Justin Falls with a tackle at the 47 of GRC, but looks like possibly a holding call against Madison Central, and that's what it'll be. So they're saying the hold occurred at the 41, so on the run, 4 yards for Mathis, and then they'll spot the 10 yards from there. But yeah, the score is a number sequence that lends itself to a touchdown, putting you in a tough spot. I mean, that does any time, but like you said, the options, if you score, then you can go for two. You know, it doesn't matter.
You can go for two, and yet there are 11 minutes left, and chances are they'll be able to eat up some time if they can take it down the field, but they've got a long way to go.
Sure. 11 minutes, we're a minute deep into this fourth quarter, and right now the timeout is going to be called as Madison Central experiencing what GRC did as they called the timeout here. Minute deep in the fourth. We'll be back. Step aside. Coming back in 1 minute.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
This month, step beyond awareness and into action by scheduling your screening mammogram. Most women should get their first mammogram at age 40 and repeat based on their provider's recommendations. Step beyond awareness and into action. Schedule your annual mammogram at Clark Regional Medical Center. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
Well, a minute deep, almost a minute deep here in the fourth quarter. GRC, the Cardinals of George Rogers Clark, leading Madison Central 13-8. It's going to be first down and 16 after a big running play that looked promising. A holding call against Madison Central, and here are the Indians. Throw it out in the flat. Morrison slipped the would-be tackler. He's down the sideline, and they push him out of bounds. Cardinals could not make the tackle. Two guys had a shot at him. The best shot was Asante Bryant, had him at the line of scrimmage, but Morrison sidestepped and peeled it down the sideline.
Morrison, very, very elusive. Averages 17 yards a reception, and that's about what he got on that play.
Sure did. 18 on the catch.
Yeah.
And like you say, it's going to give them
a
first down up near midfield. Didn't take very long either. Not much time went off the clock. Tight splits by the Indians. Cards going with a four-man front. Mathis through the middle. Big hole down to the Cardinal 40. He's got another first down on a 12-yard run. They just have a hard time stopping that run.
Well, they've got a big, strong lineman up front. And when you get him with his patience moving forward, it's difficult to stop.
So right now, he has ran the ball in this ball game 24 times. He ran it 40 against Frederick Douglass, so he's a durable player, but he's out of the lineup right now. On first and 10, with the ball at the Cardinal 39-yard line, the Indians come up to the line of scrimmage. Wells in the shotgun. Mullins back there with him. They hand it off to Mullins. Mullins tries to pick a hole, and Jones Howard with the tackle after Hooten hit him first. And then it was a stop after a three-yard pickup on the run. Got four maybe on that.
Got three and a half on it, and here comes number 21 back in the game. He got a one-play blow.
So anytime, like I said, it's bad news when you see a guy picks up 5 yards and it looks like a stop. So that's been the running tonight of Bryant Mathis. He's back in there with the eye formation, handed off Mathis, and you got Ty Miller trying to catch him from behind. He was prone position, stretched out, trying to grab him, but again, Mathis able to squeeze over the right side behind the tackle. He's 1 yard shy.
He got a very, very strong low body and can pull his way through arm tackles for sure.
Strong runner. So they're driving the football with 9 minutes to go in the game. It's third down and one. They're at the Cardinal 31. Wells in no hurry, looks over his shoulder to Mathis. Guess who? They give it to Mathis. Up the middle, first down and more, and he's at the 20-yard line. 9-yard pickup on the first down run.
Yeah, he got 11.
11 on that.
Yeah.
So Madison Central threatening here as the Cardinal defense unable to stop the ground game.
Offensive surge has been very, very strong and consistent on this drive. Now a first and 10 from
the 20. 63 yards in this second half. He has unofficially 175 yards of rushing in this ballgame, that being Mathis, the 180-pound running back. They ride him into the hole, and Cardinals can't bring him down. Now they set up a wall, and his linemen push him across the 15. GRC had had penetration in the backfield. Brian Falls made some contact but couldn't wrap him and bring him down.
Just a lot of determination. A lot of determination here from the visitors, and they are winning the line of scrimmage without question at the moment.
So give him five on that run as they continue on. 12, you've got in this ballgame 27 rushes and 180 yards for Mathis. Morrison goes out wide to the right. He's caught 5 touchdown passes on the season. We'll see what happens here, but it's no big secret as they're going to keep it on the ground with Mathis. He's rolled over and stopped. A good tackle in there that time, limiting his inside run. So he picked up a couple there, third down, and call it 3.
Yeah, third and a long 3.
7 minutes to play in this football game, and a little clock management now comes into play. I mean, there's plenty of time, but you got to consider it's a 5-point Cardinal lead. A touchdown puts Madison Central back on top. It's imperative that the Cardinals shut them down here if they can at all on third down and 2. They're going to be going 2 plays, this 4-down territory here.
Here it comes. Yeah, they bottled an extra
time. And they're going to let the time roll off the clock, and a timeout called by Madison Central. Third down and 2, ball at the Cardinal 12. When we come back, we'll step aside for 1 minute. GRC on top by 5, back after this.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their 2 heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
And an 18-yard pass. So Madison Central, after the timeout, they've got third and two. This is two-down territory. The ball is at the Cardinal 12-yard line. This has been an 11-play drive, 10 of them on the ground rushing. The one other pass play was an 18-yarder that hurt GRC. It's been a heavy dose of Bryant Mathis on this series of plays. Here in the fourth quarter, there's a little over six and a half minutes left in the game. GRC clinging to a five-point lead. It's being threatened here by the ground game of the Indians. And officials holding up play even after the timeout. And we've never been given extra time after a timeout. A lot of times we're scrambling to get the breaks in.
We're a play behind.
Yeah, they just so there must be things getting a little chippy on the line and the officials reminding the players what a good game is. Don't know what this could be about. Blair, the Madison Central coach, has a couple. The referee over there talking to him. He's and umpire Jackson and Mills over there talking with Coach Blair. Blair, a first-year coach at Madison Central. His team came in at 2-6. In the shotgun, Wells calls for it. Got it. Handed off. Mathis. No big secret there. And
he's short.
He's short of the first down as Brian Crawford came in there on the tackle, got good run support, help from Hayden Heath, and again, a guy that's been in there, T.J. Hooten.
Pretty darn good surge that time by the defense as he tried to start up the middle, but broke to the right and was stopped. So it is about fourth and two here, and in effect, the game is on the line right here.
6 minutes and the clock rolling. As Wells, he shared quarterbacking with Steele in the first half. He's been at the throttle here in the second half for Madison Central. They got a double tight end, double wing set. Mathis in the eye, and Wells, he has it. He stood up, and I don't think he got it. He's turned away. So Madison Central kind of out-tricked themselves. They set up with a heavy package on a running play, and they needed two, and they got one on that. Wow, Bobby, I kind of outsmarted themselves on that call. Mathis, they hadn't stopped him.
Well, and about three or four minutes ago, they called that timeout when they were rolling. And
That's a good point.
They didn't need to call timeout because they had the GRC card sucking wind defensively, and
yeah,
all they had to do.
It's a 12-play drive.
Yeah, marching right down the field, and then all of a sudden they tried to get into clock management mode, and they could have snapped the ball 2 or 3 seconds before that and probably been a whole lot more successful.
So GRC here in the fourth quarter, Cardinals first possession as Heath tries to find some running room up the middle, and that's been very tough running. It didn't get much on a first down run, and 5:20 and the clock rolling.
Clock running, but he got 1 yard on the play. The Cards are deep in their own territory. He did all he could to get what he could,
yeah,
but that defense is not budging at this point in time at the line of scrimmage.
So a 12-13 play drive gets over on downs. I can't believe it. Yeah, called the timeout and then ran a strange play. But here are the Cardinals. It's all for naught if they can't do anything here. Clements under center, which would indicate a running play up the middle and not a lot of creativity there as the Cards just running it straight up the middle. And we haven't had the kind of blocking that has opened holes for an up-the-middle type ground game. So two runs, one yard.
They've taken off approximately 1 minute, 15 seconds off of the clock, but they're going to have to give the ball up here if they don't have a 10-yard play in their arsenal.
That's true, and there's only been a couple of passes completed here in the second half. Clements rolling. Here comes the rush from the edge. Caught it. First down, Kamani John out at the 30-yard line. Nice play, an 18-yard pickup for GRC and a first down.
Rolled to the right. He went up the middle curled to the right. Pass was right there. Huge play for the Cards, but have we a flag?
Ineligible receiver downfield against heavens. GRC. My goodness.
Good heavens.
So that's going to... So we'll see what happens here. Well, the Cardinals thought they had the first down, and Coach Cherico pleading his case on the sideline. He's walking down the sideline with his headset off, just totally disappointed. It'll go back to the line of scrimmage, and they'll mark off 5 yards. 110 yards in penalties tonight against the Cards.
So now we have third and 14 from the 7-8 yard line instead of having a first and 10 from the 30 with 4 minutes left in the game. So a huge critical mistake by the Cards.
So it negates an 18-yard pickup by Kamani John. Third and very long. From their own 7. Here they come with the blitz. Picked up nicely by Hayden Heath. Clements going to tuck it and run, try to get what he can. And if this is a call against GRC, it's going to be half the distance to the goal. And Madison Central, who gave GRC a gift with a timeout and a strange running play, and now the Cardinals can't take advantage of it. There's a flag at the 10-yard line, which would indicate some type of hold from the 7. Yes, it's going to be half the distance to the goal. That would be another 10-yarder, but in this case, it'll only be a 3.5-yarder. But that's enough. My goodness. Bobby, you were given a gift with a timeout and a strange run in play, and we can't do anything with it here.
We've got a couple of clubs who struggled last week and are obviously struggling against each other this week.
Yeah, got to.
For heaven's sakes.
Got to kind of put it together here.
Yeah.
Third down and 19. They've got to move it up across the 20, almost to the 25. The Cardinals with the ball at their own 4. And Cherico calling timeout with 3rd and 19 with a ball on his own 4-yard line. So the Cards call timeout. GRC with the lead, 13-8. 3:57 to play in the game. Back after this brief 30-second break.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, the Cardinals coming out of that timeout, they'll have their quarterback, Sam Clements, taking the snap from center. He's in his own end zone. Madison Central, they've been rushing 4. This time they rushed 3. Now here comes the linebackers on the edge. They're coming at him hard. They're bringing them all. Working, middle of the field. Throw it up, and the pass is incomplete. He tried to hit Carter Maynard. On a post route, he cut to the middle of the field, threw it all the way out to the 40-yard line, incomplete. On the coverage back there, Elijah Steele, 6'2". He's a tall guy for a coverage man, secondary coverage, and it's going to be a good field position for Madison Central, I would imagine, after this Clay Turley punt.
And, you know, that's a pretty big ask for both quarterback and receiver to have to complete a 40-yarder just to get your first down late in the game like this. And it was close, but not close enough.
Couldn't pull it out. Here's Turley standing at the back of his end zone. Got a good snap. Here they come. He gets a punt off. It's a short punt. It's end over end. It's going to be caught at the 32. Left side, he's to the 20, still on his feet, to the 10. He's near the 5-yard line. So all of a sudden, Madison Central, they're in the driver's seat. 3:36 to go in the game. Turley's punt, it was 28 yards, and it was returned down to the 5. 28-yard punt returned by Madison Central.
Cards with their backs against the wall now with this lead, but they're really going to have to shore something up in the final 3:36 to come out of this one.
So you're going to see a heavy dose of Mr. Mathis here. 28-yard punt, 26 yards on the return. First and goal from the 7 for the Indians. Cardinals on top by 5. Wells hands it off. Mathis in the backfield. Maynard got him at the 10. That'll be a loss on the play.
Loss of at least 1.5 or
yes.
2.
Yeah, you're going to see a heavy dose of that running game of Mathis. So Maynard with a tackle for a loss. Second and goal from the 9.
If that quarterback pulls the ball and he's got 9 guys going after the runner, he's liable to walk in.
And so. I think that's what the coach thought he would do on that 4th and 1, or 4th and 2, but he didn't work, did it?
No, well, we're inside 3 minutes. Second and goal from the 10, Madison Central with a chance to take the lead if they can hit the end zone.
You got a double tight end set personnel, and right now, Madison Central is going to call a timeout. So 2:47 to play in this ball game. GRC on top 13-8. It's second and goal from the 10. Time on the field. We'll step aside for this brief 30-second break.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sport side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with 2 new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Well, we've got 2:47 remaining in this contest. Both teams have burned their final times out. GRC clinging to a 13-8 lead, and yet it's 2nd and 10 for Madison Central from the 10-yard line.
Both teams out of timeouts. As Bobby said, it's 2nd and goal from the 10. The last play was a 3-yard loss by Mathis. So here we've got same formation. Mathis in the backfield. Shows some patience. He got to the end zone for the touchdown. So Central takes a lead on a 10-yard touchdown run by Mathis. He scored from 30. This time he scores from 10.
Excellent offensive surge on the left side there, and they just opened up that hole for him. And he doesn't need much of a crack to make a big play occur, and he sure got in there, making the score 14-13 here at the 2:40 mark.
I'd go for 2, and it looks like that's what they're going
to
do. Yeah. And now they're trying to, they being the Indians, trying to get the personnel they want out there on the field. Mullins is in the backfield with Wells. Wells pitches it out. Mullins throws a pass, halfback option for the 2-point conversion. And all of a sudden, Madison Central adds to the lead. So it's 16-13. The Indians take the lead, but there's 2:40 still to play, and GRC will have another shot at it. We'll tell you about it when we come back after this brief 30-second break.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals. Hot!
Well, the Cardinal sideline, the body language has got to be picked up. They don't see a lot of energy right now. It's kind of a look of bewilderment as GRC had a gift given to them, stopping Madison Central on 4th and 2. They got a 1-yard pickup, but then GRC could do nothing with the football other than penalties, which took them back inside the 5, and then from there on a short field, Madison Central has taken the lead. Still got 2:40 to play. Here's the kickoff, and it's going to be fielded by GRC at the 3. Maynard comes straight up the middle. Got to the 20, and he is laid down on an open field tackle as he got to the 20-yard line. So you got a 17-yard kick return for Carter Maynard, and the Cards have a long way to go, Bobby.
Long way to go, 2:33 to go, and yet
no timeouts,
but it's not over.
It's not over. You got to work the middle of the sideline and take a shot down the middle, maybe occasionally when you can, but you got to work the sideline. Your guys have to know you're in hurry-up mode and get out of bounds when you can. Maynard comes over to the right side. Two wideouts to each side, three-man rush for Madison Central. Israel in motion. High snap. Clements in trouble. Dumps it off. Israel one-on-one. Got by the defender. Down the sidelines, and he should have got out of bounds. But instead, there you go. You got to tell your players what to do. It's at the 35-yard line, and a flag thrown at the end of it.
Flag on. Maybe.
So it was a 14-yard pickup on the pass play in this pass play will probably stand as Israel pulled that one in. And we'll see here if the official's going to pick it up or are they going to assess it. And personal foul against the Cardinals. So a 14-yard pickup will now have a 15-yard penalty.
Frustration abounding for the Cards. They just continue to dig themselves a little deeper in this hole.
So that adds to the total. That is, I believe, 6 15-yard penalties against GRC in this game. So a 14-yard pass play taken away on a dead ball foul. Clock rolling, 2:15. GRC down 3. Back to throw, Clements, with time, looking, working, middle of the field, incomplete, had a crossing route with Kamani John and Jeremiah Israel. They crossed up at the 40-yard line. It was thrown between them. Good coverage, good protection, but an incompletion at that. The only good thing about that is it stops the clock with 2:06.
2:06 to go. It's second down and 10. Cards have 80 yards. They need to travel in order to either tie this game or take the lead, but right now they've got a pretty tough row to hoe.
Single back in the backfield, two wideouts to each side. Tight end sets on the left. Clements with time, throwing, throws it to Davis.
There's
and a flag thrown. He is held up. Actually, Jackson Pritchard just jerked the hand away from Trey Davis. We've seen Davis make that over-the-shoulder catch at Henry Clay when he got into the end zone. That time they threw the over-the-shoulder pass, and he's impeded. That'll be a penalty against Madison Central. So inside of 2 minutes to go here in the game, minute 58 to play. Cardinals get a first down. And it'll be spotted at the 35-yard line, first and 10 for GRC. Clements with an empty backfield, three wideouts to the left. Here comes the edge blitz, and up there around the high with the tackle, no flag. Then finally they do throw a flag as Clements gets to the 43-yard line. Clock is stopped with a minute 52, and Clements ran with 7 yards on that play, and they're marking it that he got eight on the run.
That's a face mask. Madison Central, as he pulled that ball up, went up the middle, and got pulled down by the face mask.
And we've got an injured player over on the 45-yard line of Madison Central, player down, and the clock has stopped with a minute 52. The spot of the football right now is at the 42-yard line. And it's moving it all the way down here to the, now they're going to say the 43, so. So they're going to give Clements the 8 yards on the run. Tack on the 15 afterwards, so it It's a big play for the Cardinals, and they've got a minute 52 to go in this game as they break huddle, taking advantage of the injury timeout, the official time.
Cards have come a long way in the last 15 seconds of clock time.
They say start the clock, so it's a minute 50 and rolling, and now they stop it again, and they're looking. The referee and the umpire now talking, and they may had 3 seconds tick off the clock and see if they're going to tell them to put it back on or what. I don't know. They're walking to the sideline. 1:54 is what they want the clock set at. And
there it is.
Now we know why Coach Jericho's hoarse when we talked to him on Wednesday. Do you hear him yelling up here? 1:54.
Well, he's still,
first and 10.
He's still in this one.
He is.
He's
first
still
and 10.
In it.
With a minute 54 to go, ball is at the Madison Central 43-yard line. Clements in the shotgun, got Hayden Heath with him. And we'll see Heath moves over to the left hip. They rush only three. Clements with time, looking, working, throwing, and Davis held up on the route. Again, he was engaged back there with Jackson Pritchard. I like the play call. I like the way Sam delivered the ball. It just led him too much. 7 of 18 is the passing numbers tonight for Sam Clements. And he's thrown tonight for 81 yards. Had 61 of them in the first half. Cards haven't had the ball a whole lot here in this second half.
No, they had that big long drive to initiate the second half, held it over 6 minutes, and since then it's been pretty lean.
So the Cardinals trying to get the proper personnel out there. Ty Miller comes in late. Double tight end set. Clements, empty set backfield, and GRC couldn't get their players out there, so it's going to be a 5-yard penalty. Wow.
And that's where you want some of those end zone clocks that a lot of schools are getting now.
15 penalties called against GRC tonight. 15, and they're approaching 125 yards in penalty assessment. Wow. So it's back near midfield. It's going to be spotted at the 48 of Madison Central. Empty set backfield. They rush only three. Clements runs it straight up the middle, and he gets back to the original line of scrimmage. He got six on that carry, but still the 6 yards. It's good 6 yards, but when you got a minute and a half to go and it's third and 15, you didn't catch him by surprise.
Third and nine.
Wasting some time now. They're not getting the play. Clements trying to signal it to his wideouts. Three to the right, two to the left. Here they come with a corner blitz. Clements throws. Caught at the 35-yard line. It's going to be close to the first down. Hayden Heath pulls it in. So
this is,
they pick it up 8 yards on that.
It's fourth down. Fourth down, 1 yard to go.
So GRC trying to hurry up to the line of scrimmage, and the official blows the whistle and says official time right now. So the Cardinals looking at fourth. They call it fourth and one. It is at the 34. Good pickup that time. Hayden Heath caught his third pass of the game. And right now the official still talking to the sideline. We have yet to get the indication. 104. They say 104. They say a minute four will be put on the clock. It says 1:10 on the clock. And these guys have earned their money tonight, these officials. They've been busy guys. They brought seven in on this crew. And
they needed eight.
Boy. Highly policed game.
It has been indeed.
104 is what they put on the clock. Fourth down and one.
Clock's running.
With a minute to play. Clements calls for it. Fakes a handoff. Runs it himself. He's got the first down still on his feet. He's struggles forward, gets to the 24-yard line. 50 seconds, and the clock is stopped at 49 seconds. First down for Clements and the Cardinals. So he gets 9 yards on the run and a first down. Here's Clements. Heath on his hip. And right now, Clements looks over to the sideline. Clock at 38. Two wideouts to each side. Three-man front. They run the ball. Heath is bottled up as he got to the 20, and he stopped. No time. No timeouts. 25 seconds. And now Heath's slow to get it. See if Clements can just clock it here, and that's what he does. He takes it. So Clements took the knee instead of throwing it down. That would have been an incomplete pass. Now he's got to throw an incomplete pass. Wow. Yeah, he took a knee instead of throwing it down as an incomplete pass. So it's going to be up to the leg of Clay Turley to try to tie this thing up. The Cardinals. The guys are loud over here next door, man.
Well, they're excited. They feel like that their team is about to steal a victory, but
yeah.
Clay Turley may have something to say about that.
This will be a 32-yarder. Turley is 2 of 2 tonight. And we'll see what he's got here. With 8 seconds on the clock, he's kicking for the tie. 32-yarder. And this kick is blocked. That kick is blocked. It is blocked. So with 3 seconds to go, the Clay Turley field goal is blocked. Attempt of 32 yards. And it looks like 3 years in a row, Madison Central is going to get the win over GRC.
Well, I tell you what now, for a team that shot itself in the foot as often as it did, these kids sure gave it all they had. And yet, as you say, got to be bitterly disappointing for them to have had this one basically well in hand if they score down there early in the fourth quarter when they've got it first and goal on the one, but came away with virtually zero as a result of that.
Yeah, the penalties have really reared up and got them tonight.
We knew it was going to be an even game, but we didn't realize it was going to be decided by penalties.
I didn't, 15 against the Cardinals. 10 against Madison Central. There they take the knee, and that's going to do it. The clock will run out, and the final, it's Madison Central scoring late and beating GRC with the win tonight. By a score of 16-13, the Indians beat the Cardinals tonight on the Cardinals' home field. We'll take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Game stats and statistics and game summary coming up in 2 minutes here on WWKY.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to 3 art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
This is Larry Odom for Country Time Motors. If you're thinking about getting a newer ride, think Winchester first. Think Country Time Motors. Think the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96. But most of all, think about how you want to do business. Do you want to pay no dock fees or $699 dock fees? Do you want to have a warranty for life or hear a dealer say,
Sorry, friend, we sold it as is. Here's what I really think. You'll love the way we do business at Country Time Motors on the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96, Winchester.
This is GRC Football.
An astonished crowd here at GRC saw a game slip away as the Cardinals fall to Madison Central in a final 16-13. Cardinals had a chance to try to tie it, but the field goal attempt was blocked, and Madison Central, they come away with the win tonight, 16-13. Bobby, this was a victory-starved team. They are 2-6 on the season. They pick up a win tonight. They go to 3-6. The Cardinals, they draw even at 4-4.
We knew this was going to be a barn burner from the start, and yet it wasn't a very cleanly played game at all, and as a result, the penalties decided the game more so than the players themselves, but in effect, the players incurred the penalty, so you can say that the team with the fewer penalties came out on top tonight.
Yeah, the penalties 15 against GRC tonight for 133 yards. Madison Central, they didn't play a clean game either. 10 penalties for 90 yards against the Indians. So the Cardinals, they got the lead early, 7-0, with a minute and 3 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hayden Heath with a 21-yard touchdown pass reception from Sam Clements. The Turley kick was good. It was 7-0. We went into the second quarter. Madison Central then taking advantage of a roughing the passer call and then a offsides after the touchdown. Mathis ran in for 30 yards. An offsides then made the Indians go for a two-point conversion, and Mathis got that one as well. So it was 8-7 with 8.5 minutes to go before halftime. Well, the Cardinals would come back, and GRC would then regain the lead 10-8 with 24 seconds to play before halftime. Clay Turley hit a 29-yard field goal, and the Cards went in at halftime up 10-8. Third quarter play, the Cards added to their lead after Madison Central ran a 12-play drive that took so much time off the clock. They had an interception where Hunter Gulley picked it off, ran it down 41 yards down the sideline. He got to the end zone, thought he went in. At any rate, they were overly expressive, and they brought it back, and they say, no touchdown. It's going to be first and goal at the one. Instead, they bring it back with a 15-yarder, and from there, the Cardinals had more penalties, forcing Clay Turley to bail them out with a 35-yard field goal that he made. Could have been first and goal from the one, but instead of getting 6, 7, or 8, the Cardinals have to settle for 3 by Turley. It's 13-8 with 22 seconds to go in the third. And then in the fourth quarter, the play gave Madison Central the win, Mathis with a 10-yard touchdown run. Then they ran a halfback option for a two-point conversion. That made it 16-13. And the Indians win this one. Cardinals thought they had a gift. They stopped Madison Central on 4th and 1, Bobby, but couldn't take advantage of it.
Well, it was just basically a game with two, as you say, victory-starved teams looking to get a district win. We knew they were pretty even. Coach Chirico said that they were going to be a tough, tough matchup. We would really have to play well to win. Well, when you've got 100-plus yards in penalties, you probably aren't going to play well enough to get the nod at the end. And unfortunately, that's what happened. Kids left it all out on the field, but probably had one penalty too many through the course of the game that, in effect, might have led to their demise.
Well, it's in a final. It's 16-13, Madison Central leading. We'll take another one-minute break. When we come back, we'll have stats and wrap it up here from GRC right after this one-minute break.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Go down there and talk to him. Go down there and talk to him. Here we are back as we're going to wrap it up here from GRC, where the Cardinals lose in a final 16-13 to Madison Central. Looking at some of the unofficial numbers in the game, it was the Cardinals falling again 16-13. The big story, I guess, return yardage. Coach Cherico said he wanted to do something about that. Well, they had a 26-yard punt return, a 29-yard, and a 25-yard kick return. So, Bobby, that's not what we're used to. There were four punts that weren't returned and two kickoffs in the end zone, but need to pick it up a little on the special teams. Our punting averaged 36 yards a punt on the four punts that he made. But, again, you got to shut that return yardage down a little bit. Penalties in the game, big one. 15 penalties against GRC for 133 yards tonight. Madison Central, 10 penalties for 90 yards. Madison Central fumbled it three times. They lost it once, so they had one turnover there. They also threw an interception, so the Cards had two takeaways in the ball game, but they fall in the final. Looking at individually, 31 rushes for Bryant Mathis tonight and 191 yards, two touchdowns on the night. Overall, 39 rushes for Madison Central. He ran it 31 of the times. 206 yards total rushing, go with 5 of 10 passing, 1 interception, 43 yards in the air for the Indians, 249 yards total offense unofficially for Madison Central tonight in their win. The Cardinals, 26 rushes for 92 yards. It was Sam Clements, 10 rushes for 48, 12 carries for Hayden Heath for 31 yards. Kamani John ran it twice for 12, and we had Quentin Falls, 2 rushes for 1 yard. 26 rushes, 92 yards for the Cardinals. In the passing category, GRC, they ended up going 8 of 20 in this ball game. No interceptions. Sam Clements did throw a touchdown, a 21-yard touchdown strike to Hayden Heath. Heath caught 3 of the 8 passes tonight, and Heath had 58 yards in pass receiving. He also had 48 on the ground. He scores the Cards' only touchdown in this ball game, and Clay Turley kicks a couple of field goals, but GRC got 2 turnovers. 181 yards for the Cardinals, 249 for Madison Central, but, boy, the penalty yardage really reared up. And, Bobby, this one, Madison Central, they get their third win. The Cards go to even.
The Cards go to even. They have a monstrous battle coming up next week against Frederick Douglass over at the farm, so that will be one tough encounter for them. And, it's really hard to determine how they will respond after this game tonight, because they were really pretty much in the driver's seat had they been able to control their emotions a little bit better. But when you've got kids out there selling out to the program, playing as hard as they can play, then sometimes it just doesn't come out the way you want it to. And certainly can't fault the effort on the one hand, but on the other hand, didn't quite have enough at the end to get the victory. And I know Coach will be disappointed. Teammates are disappointed. Everybody following the team is that way. But they're young. They will respond. And let's just hope that they can bring a little bit more of a consistent effort next week against Frederick Douglass, because they're certainly going to need it.
In a final, it's 16-13, Cardinals falling to the Madison Central Indians. Again, I want to say congratulations to the GRC girls soccer team. They'll be in state tournament play. They'll be playing a match that'll be Tuesday at 7:30, playing the 9th region champ, and that's between Cooper High and Notre Dame. So good luck to those GRC girls soccer team. So, again, Cardinals lose tonight for Brack back at the station. Hayes McMakin, our on-site engineer. Bobby Baldwin beside me. Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. So long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Football on WWKY, 102.9 FM and 990 AM, streaming on WWKYradio.com. Tonight's game was brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Citizens Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Meek Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive, your Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Neely and Wade Insurance, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Now more great music on the way on Winchester's own WWKY.